1A is in the book, 3A now getting underway, and Joe Sinclair, Joe Millage, Andy Robson going to join us here in just a second. Joe, let's take a look at where we're going to go here this afternoon with 3A action. Of course, we got Ottumwa, Oskaloosa in the Southern Iowa listening area, and Indianola wrestlers. We're going to bring you a broadcasting coverage up.
Well, if anybody has any specific matches that they know about that they want us to broadcast here at Class 3A, it is the most populous area of the state of Iowa where the Class 3A schools are located. I think 75% of the Iowa population resides in either Cedar Rapids, Des Moines, or within 5 miles of either the Mississippi or the Missouri River. So you'll see a lot of the Dubuque, Council Bluffs. You got the Des Moines schools, Polk County, Cedar Rapids, Xavier. You got Waterloo. You've also got Iowa City schools. Going to bring you some real good matches from Oskaloosa. We've got some good wrestlers from Oskaloosa going to take the mat. Want to especially mention Nate Caves there. He's the 120-pounder for Oskaloosa. Also got a local flavor match there at 126, Chase Petty from Pella. And he would be the nephew of Julie Garver. That would be Dr. Matt Garver's wife. So we're going to be rooting for Chase Petty. He's got the number two kid from Iowa City West in the first round. So should be a good contest for Chase there at 126 from Pella. Karsten Van Velser, standout, seventh-ranked wrestler from Ottumwa at 138 pounds. We'll follow him along with Landon Blue from Indianola. Want to make sure that we get Matt Victor's 145-pound match in. Matt Victor, 39-5 on the season at 145, and he's ranked sixth in Class 3A. Also, John Mullaney from Iowa City West. He would be the grandson of Joe and Diane Zapital from Mystic, Iowa. And that Zapital name is familiar to a lot of people that follow Iowa high school wrestling. Also, we've got Cody Jones. He's a Class 3A 160-pounder, along with Andrew Landgreeb. He also, at 170, will be representing Oskaloosa. So some good wrestling there from Oskaloosa. Going to bring you those matches. And then fourth-ranked Dane Jones. He is the standout senior. He's 27-3 on the season in Class 3A. He is fourth-ranked at 195 pounds. And then we've also got Kevin Childs from Ottumwa at 285, along with Colby Vlieger from Indianola. So a lot of good wrestling coming your way here. At Class 3A, these are the big schools, and they're competing here at the 2013 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships from the Wells Fargo Arena, and we're bringing it live to you on 96.7 KIIC and live streaming on KIICradio.com. Folks, welcome back to Thunder Country Sports Wrestling Coverage.
Hey, I want to welcome all the jock listeners that are listening in, bringing this 3A action just underway at 106, and some matches we're going to keep an eye on the mat right now. Of course, locally, you have Henry Pohlmeyer from Johnston, sophomore, taking on Eric Burbaum of Fort Dodge. And that match just getting underway. We're here shortly. And then we'll also be taking a look at some other local area wrestlers. Travis Price of Johnston at 113 weight class. 29-11 is Travis Price going to take on Wimpin of Limbar Marion. That's at 113 here in 3A. We'll try to get all these matches on the air for you. 3008. That one must be in the books.
And a beautiful afternoon for wrestling, folks. If you are at home, head on up to the Well. Head on up to Wells Fargo Arena. Still a few tickets available for the Class 2A contest this afternoon. Actually, this evening. They'll be starting at 7 o'clock. We'll bring you that live wrestling action when it comes. We've got Class 3A, the big schools, competing right now. And the next match here that we're going to try to give you a little zing to would be, looks like, I think... Clayton Eicher from Valley West Des Moines has a few folks. He's second-ranked. Be interested in that match. Bryce Meyer from Fort Madison. He's 36-0 on the season, and he is top-ranked at Class 3A, 113.
Get to the zones here.
A notable absence this year from the 113-pound weight class is Skyler DeYoung from Oskaloosa. He was ranked all year. He finished the season ranked number 5th. Don't know if there was an injury or just a little bit of bad luck for him at the district, but Skylar Young is not wrestling here today for Oskaloosa. He was 5th ranked at Class 3A at 113 pounds.
Let's take a look real quick in 3A 106. It's Jordan Crawford of Iowa City out in front or behind Jack Koth of Valley of West Des Moines, 15-2 that score. Another 3A 106 action, Jacob Schwarm of Bettendorf is trailing or out now just out in front of Sam Utoff, 9-7.
Utoff, a standout wrestler there from Cedar Rapids Prairie, just a freshman, but here wrestling in his freshman campaign at the Well. He's in a tight match with Jacob Schwarm from Bettendorf, 9-7.
Clayton Eicher, a 41-2 senior of Valley, out in front or just getting underway with Jordan Peterson. There is no score, and that is at 3A 113. 113 class is now starting to take the mat.
We've got a final at Class 3A 106 pounds. It was Hellickson with the Tech fall, and he got past his opponent, which was Quinn Slavin from Mason City. Number one advances there for Southeast Polk. He extends his unbeaten season to 45 straight. Got a 113-pound match. It's 5-0 now with 3 near-fall points there for Clayton Eicher from Valley West Des Moines. He's second ranked. And putting it on Jordan Peterson from Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln High School. It's Eicher from Valley West Des Moines, 5-0 over Peterson from Council Bluffs.
113. Paul Glenn of Bettendorf out in front of Cole Detmering of Fort Dodge. That's 9-0. Sophomore taking on a freshman at 113 here in 3A. We're just underway. 3A action. 1A is in the book. 2A to come tonight at 7 o'clock.
Some of this great wrestling action today on 96.7 KIIC and live streaming on KIICradio.com along with our broadcast partners, 1490 KXLQ, the Jock. We're proud to be sponsored by Hardee's of Albia, the best hand-breaded chicken tenders ever, and Southern Iowa Technologies, installing and serving all your computer network, access control, video surveillance, and phone systems. Awesome. Call Southern Iowa Technologies for all of your electronic needs.
Give a shout-out to Indianola Auto Group. Catch the wave to Waters Autoland in Indianola. In Indianola, we're going to have some of your wrestlers on the air here just momentarily as we keep moving along here.
Got a couple of real good wrestlers here at 113 pounds that are competing. And Paul Glenn, he's a sophomore, and he's putting it on Cole Detmering. Paul Glenn from Bettendorf now up at 11-0 as the action continues here.
Nate Cave's going to be coming up at 120, and John Giaffredi of Indianola will be on the deck here just momentarily, folks, so make sure you stay right here. We'll continue to bring you this coverage of exclusive 2013 State Wrestling.
And it's flying by, folks. If you missed it, we brought you the Class 1A opening round action and consolation matches. We've got the Eddyville Blakesburg Rockets in the house today, and they are in 7th place. They've got 4 wrestlers going on the championship side. A little bit of bad luck with a couple of the Eddyville kids that came up, but, man, what a lot of heart for the Eddyville Blakesburg wrestling program. Wrestling yesterday to a 2nd place finish in the team duels and up here competing today in the traditional tournament. Now we've got a couple of matches coming up here. Linmar Marion's Matt Wempen, he's a highly ranked wrestler at 33-1 from Linmar Marion. He'll be going up against Travis Price from Johnston in a match of a couple of ranked wrestlers. Jonah Idy from Dowling Catholic, West Des Moines, just getting underway here in the first period. No score as those two wrestlers square off. Beautiful venue for the 2013 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. We've got a broadcast booth here high above the mat in high fidelity. It is the Community First Credit Union bringing you the broadcast space.
We're going to go to mat number one, Joe, and I think we're going to have John Giaffredi of Indianola, a junior, 37-2, going to take on Hunter Ginko of Clinton, and then right behind him, Nate Graves will be coming out here just momentarily, Oskaloosa fans, so don't go anywhere. But on mat number one, John Giaffredi of Indianola is going to be taking the mat here, and we'll catch that match as he takes the mat.
That should be a good one. Should be a good one.
Get ourselves up. Quick scoring updates. Matt Wimpen, 3A, 113. Lynn Marmarion out in front of Travis Price of Johnston. 2-0 the score there. Travis Moreno of Dallas Center Grimes at 113. He's taking on Kyle Briggs of Cedar Rapids Jefferson. No score, 113 just underway. 136 in the second period.
We're also just seconds away, folks, from Nate Caves from Oskaloosa. He's 34-8 on the season. He's going to be going up against Cole Evans from Fort Dodge. It's a pair of juniors. Evans with a 24-18 record, and that match will be coming up here in just moments from Wells Fargo Arena.
John Giaffredi going to take on, looks like, Hunter Ginko. That's on. That'll be 3:18 match. 3:18, just moments away. It'll be the next match that comes out onto the mats.
Giaffredi is third ranked. Rankings don't really mean anything when you get out there on the mat, do they, Coach Tony Johnson? But it's nice to talk about who's done well throughout the year as we get here.
I try to pay more attention to the records more than rankings at this point.
Well. That Giaffredi kid from Indianola, he's 37-2, third ranked, and he's going up against a well-ranked wrestler as well, Hunter Ginko from Clinton, junior, 32-5 on the season.
I should say it's more of a barometer on their win-loss records, but up here the records don't matter. It's who's going to bring it to the mat, who's going to get after it.
We saw that all morning, match after match. Number one ranked kid from Tri-County wound up going down to a defeat. He got pinned in his consolation match.
Yeah, just a mental breakdown, I think, at the end there. So it's just tough to stay mentally up the whole time.
All right, Nate Caves of Oskaloosa is going to take mat number one. He's going to take on Cole Evans of Fort Dodge. Caves, the junior, 34-8. Oskaloosa native is going to take on the 24-18 junior from Fort Dodge, Cole Evans. And right at the same time, John Giaffredi of Indianola, 37-2, will take on Hunter Ginko of Clinton. And, Joe, I'll watch the Giaffredi matchup, and you go ahead and bring us Caves matchup over on mat number one.
I can do that. It's going to be Nate Caves, Oskaloosa's outstanding junior. He's 34-8 on the season. His opponent from Fort Dodge is Cole Evans. So it's Caves, Oskaloosa, Evans, Fort Dodge, 120-pound class 3A, first-round action. The wrestlers check in at the scores table.
Just underway over here, Giaffredi opening up here against Hunter Ginko, and both taking quick shots. 10 seconds gone by, no score. And now both the wrestlers get to the mat. A shot in there by Ginko, counter by Giaffredi. Nothing going on here on mat number six. Let's go over to Nate Caves.
Well, Nate Caves is on his feet, just underway. He's got the maroon and white Oskaloosa Indian singlet. His Fort Dodge opponent decked out in blue and red. And there's a single leg in there by Caves. Caves in there good, but near the edge of the mat, has to give it up or else go out of bounds. Gets back down, brings his opponent close to the center of the mat. Whizzer being applied by Evans from Fort Dodge, but not enough.
Two.
Caves gets down, gets the 2 points near the edge of the mat. They're out of bounds. It's 2-0. Nate Caves leads now. He's on top of Cole Evans from Fort Dodge. They reset at the center of the mat.
Giaffredi of Indianola and Ginko of Clinton, no score here. A minute gone by. Here's a single leg attempt there by Giaffredi. Fought off, no score here. 1 minute to go in this 123A action.
A lot of good hand fighting over here on mat one. Just good hand fighting and pushing him down. He got him down on the mat and coming around. There was a lot of good scrambling and a good takedown by Caves.
Real nice job by Caves there. He looks like he's going to try to ride his opponent out here instead of cut him and get another takedown. And he is doing a good job riding him. There's 1 minute remaining in the first period. Caves is up on the arms. He bars the right arm, riding on the hips. He has him broken down with 50 seconds to go. Going to try to roll him up, maybe get a half Nelson or a chicken wing out of that deal.
Giaffredi over here for Indianola taking on Ginko of Clinton. No score, 27 seconds to go, opening period. We're at 120 in 3A action. Giaffredi and Ginko, no score. Giaffredi of Indianola, let's go back over to Joe Sinclair on mat number one.
Oh, fast action. Cole Evans from Fort Dodge tries a stand-up, has his head hung just a little bit down. Nate Caves from Oskaloosa catches him, locks up the cradle. He's gained a couple of back points. They roll off the mat, but not before Nate Kays from Oskaloosa, right here on 96.7 KIIC Radio and KIICRadio.com, gets that 3-point near fall, 5-0. Nate Kays leading for Oskaloosa here in this opening round bout.
John Diafredi gets the takedown with 8 seconds to go right at the edge of the mat. He's out in front now, 2-0. Here comes the escape by Ginko, 2-1 with 3 seconds to go. A shot in there, and that will expire the first period as John Diafredi takes a 2-1 lead going into the second period.
Final seconds here, Class 3A, 120-pound match. Nate Kays will go to the second period with a 5-0 lead.
Really impressed over here with Kays. He's really long and lanky. They're really tough kids to wrestle, but he's got a good cradle. He's got really good with his cradle. I thought he was pinned there for a minute. They had him. He had him stopped. Got a full 5-second count for 3 points and was just about terminated the match there.
Well, he's got a nice 5-point lead, but there's 4 minutes left in this match unless he can pull that pin out. And off the whistle, Kays starts the second period in the down position. His first move is a stand-up. Nice job there covering by Cole Evans from Fort Dodge. Stand-up here by Kays now, and can't quite get loose. He tries to switch off of that stand-up. Evans back down on the ankles, and doesn't look like Kays is going to be able to score on this one.
Well, over here on mat number 6 is John Diafredi, who got a single leg in there. Both started in the neutral position to begin the second period. Giafredi shot on the single leg, then gave up a single leg, and it turned into a cradle. Back points were earned by Ginko of Clinton, and he now is out in front 6-3, 1:23 to go, second period.
Well, you can see why Giafredi is such a highly ranked wrestler. Also, some other scoring on the mats. It's Matt Wimpen. He's 33-1 on the season. He's got a 5-0 lead over Travis Price from Johnston. That's Linmar up on Johnston, class 3A, 113 pounds.
Looks like Cave's opponent has a bloody nose, so we got breaking the action on one. Cave's took down kind of as good as he was doing on top. He was kind of wondering why he might have took him down there. Apparently he's good on the bottom, too.
Yeah, he leads that one 5-0 over Cole Evans, and Cole Evans is the one with the bloody nose. Evans from Fort Dodge. He's being attended to there. That's 3A, 120-pounders, blood timeout. Kays Amoski leads by 5.
John Diafredi over here has got the escape and then gave up the reversal, then gave up the escape, and now trails 7-5, 48 seconds to go here. I know you got a blood timeout. We'll keep it here for 45 seconds to go in the second period. Diafredi from Indianola taking on Ginko from Clinton. Shot in there by Ginko. Sprawl out by Giafredi. Now he's trying to pick the ankle on the backside. Does so. Giafredi in on a deep single leg. On an ankle pick. Trying to elevate. Gets him off the mat. Going for the trip. Giafredi trailing by a takedown. Looking to get one here. Right at the edge of the mat. Gets Ginko to the mat. But not able to get that second leg. Still on the single leg off the edge of the mat. No score. Let's go back to over here to Kays.
Well, Kays is being ridden by Cole Evans hard here in the second period. They've gone out of bounds 4 times. The score is still 5-0. Nate Kays on top. He got a nice cradle locked up in the first period after a takedown, and that's been the only scoring of the match. We're out of bounds again. Back to the center. We'll reset it. Kays on the bottom.
John Giafredi with another single-leg shot. Gets the trip. Brings him to the mat with 2 seconds to go. 1 second. Gets the takedown, and Giafredi will go to the third and final period tied up at 7.
I really like the fight over here on one out of Kays. He's coming up. He's going hard. But this kid on top is really tough. He's riding him really well, but Kays is no stopping him.
Well, just every time that Kays looks like he's going to get loose, a nice counter there by Evans from Fort Dodge. He's doing a good job of sticking the legs in. When Kays does get up to his feet, he drops down to an ankle and gets out. But now Kays with a chance to get out, and he gets a 2-point reversal with 39 seconds left in the second period. And Kays has got him rolled over now, folks. If he could get chest to chest, Nate Kays could reverse the half Nelson after a super reversal rolled right out of it. And he's got Cole Evans pinned with, call that thing, at 3 minutes and 31 seconds. Nate Kays from Oskaloosa getting the bonus points. He will advance.
Nice.
Great job there for Oskaloosa. How are we doing down here on Indianola there, Jason Summers?
Well, we're tied now. Now they give the escape. Giafredi now trails 8-7. Here's a deep shot in there by Ginko. Giafredi counters it. He's working his way to the backside. Has the back ankle trying to get the takedown, but they're going to go off the edge of the mat. Now it's 8-7. Again, Ginko out in front by 1. 1:12 to go. They'll reset right at the center of the mat. Class 3A action here at 120. John Giafredi of Indianola, Ginko of Clinton. There's going to be a blood timeout right here. And then, guys, while they're doing the work on the blood, Joe McGinnis is coming up here at 126.
We have about
with, Chase Patty.
We're about
Patty.
3 or 4 minutes away from those matches. We are at the first match in 126 pounds. We've got a lot of 20 pounders out there battling, and 126 pound match. It's Jonathan Idy from Dowling Catholic West Des Moines. He actually just now getting underway there in that 126 pound match. Here in Class 3A, 120 pounds. You heard it just moments ago on 96.7 Thunder Country, KIIC. Nate Cage from Oskaloosa in 3 minutes and 31 seconds scores the pin for the Oskaloosa Indians. Congratulations. And that match being brought to you, I believe, Sheraton Valley REC. Be sure to call one call for utilities locations before you dig for anything. Sheraton Valley REC reminds you to stay safe when you're digging.
Blood John Giaffredi and blood timeout. Ginko and Giaffredi. Ginko Clinton, Jr., 32-5. Giaffredi of Indianola, 37-2. Here's a shot in there by Giaffredi, a counter. Now Giaffredi stays with that single leg. Both wrestlers roll out of it right at the edge of the mat. A minute to go, 8-7.
That's a fun match you've been watching there, Jason. Those
I'll
wrestlers are roly-poly on their feet and a lot of...
Lots of action. Both wrestlers giving their shots. No one's shying away from the aggression. But 57 seconds to go. Giaffredi trails by just one here. We're at 120 in Class 3A.
Stall warning there on Genko from Clinton.
Well, that's just hard to believe with the way they've been wrestling that either wrestler could get a stall warning. But you can see him backing up. He's got the lead. Genko of Clinton with the lead here. 8-7, 45 seconds to go. Giaffredi of Indianola trying to get the win. Now, another... meeting at the center of the mat as both wrestlers get separation. Here's a deep shot in there by Giaffredi. Sprawl out by Ginko. Now they're both back up on their feet. Final 30 seconds. Here's a shot by Ginko. Ankle pick by Giaffredi. He's got him broke down on the mat if he can get that second leg.
He just needs to keep his head up, get that ankle swept, and take him back to the mat. He's got 20 seconds to do it. He's in there deep. He's got to get
cross
his head
over.
Out. He's got to get his head out, and he's got two.
15
if
seconds of counting. If he can get
head,
head out,
head
and
out
over, he's going to get out.
There's
he's got
two.
The takedown. 11
nine.
Seconds to ride him out here, and Giaffredi could get the win for Indianola. He's out in front 9-8 now. Ginko tries to get to the edge of the mat, trying to get his way off the mat with 2 seconds to go. It's going to take a quick stand-up or sit-out. You don't want to give up the reversal, that's for sure.
I don't think he's going to be able to get a reversal in two seconds, and I doubt if he tries.
Seconds.
He's probably going to hit a real hard stand-up. And then, bang, hit something like a wild roll or a switch. Right now, Giaffredi just needs to be loose.
Quick stand-up. Now there's a caution. I believe that's going to go on Giaffredi.
Yeah, he jumped the whistle. No, that was Genko jumped the whistle there.
It's a 9-8 score here. 2 seconds to go. Class 3A, 120. Giaffredi of Indianola. Genko of Clinton. Giaffredi ahead, 9-8. Here's a stand-up. Ginko cannot get away, and Giaffredi will get the win for Indianola, and he will advance on into the championship round. Congratulations, Indianola. John Giaffredi, he'll move to 38-2 on the year.
I don't expect to see Genko get beat in the second round there. That was a great match between John Giaffredi from Indianola. He goes to 38-2 on the year with that fabulous win over Hunter Genko from Clinton. Hey, we've got some more wrestling coming up here. It's bout number 3028 right now. We are just moments away from Joe McGinnis from Indianola, 7th ranked. He's 35-9 on the season. His opponent from Cedar Rapids, Xavier, is going to be freshman Clint Lembeck, but Lembeck with a stellar record of 35-8. So that match just moments away. Next available mat, and it's going to be on mat 4. Mat 4 would be the 126-pound Class 3A, McGinnis, Indianola, Lembeck, Cedar Rapids, Xavier.
Sure remember that name, don't you, Joe? McGinnis?
McGinnis.
Yeah.
That's absolutely right. All right. The purple and yellow of the Indianola squad, they're out there, and off the whistle, they tie up. They're sparring. It's McGinnis from Indianola. He gets the ankle pick, elevates, tries to take a clear up to the scoreboard. Nice job by Lembeck trying to get away, but he's taken down at the edge of the mat. And they go out of bounds. It should be 2 points. They're not going to give it to him, though. They're going to go back to the center of the mat. No score. Really looked like McGinnis there thought he had a little bit more room than he did. And nice hop out by Lembeck to avoid that two-point takedown to open the scoring. And there's a ankle pick again by McGinnis. He looks just a little bit quicker than Lembeck here in the early going. Lembeck trying to control hands. And there is the trip and the ankle, and there's the two-point takedown. Nope, they're not going to give it to him. Out of bounds again.
That's no wonder. I know Won't say nothing.
You won't say anything.
The weight was on the hands for sure.
Yeah. Well,
referee does not surprise me. Sorry.
Okay, Tony Johnson with his editorial opinion there. We're not going to say who the official he disagrees with. If you had a TV camera, though, you'd know who it was. All right, here we go. We are in the first period at 126 pounds. Counting down through the first minute. Now we've got a stall warning against Lembeck from Xavier Cedar Rapids. McGinnis bringing all the action. He's had a couple of close ones in there. Looked like he was going to be able to get that ankle pick, get behind. They go back to the center of the mat and reset it with 56 seconds to go. The wrestlers are on their feet. McGinnis from Indianola. Lembeck from Cedar Rapids Xavier. Class 3A, 126-pound match. Kelly moved there by Lembeck. Can't get the back points out of it, but does get behind to open the scoring. 2-0, 44 seconds remain. First period, Class 3A, 126 pounds. The Iowa High School Wrestling Championships on 96.7 KIIC and KIICradio.com. We are joined with our broadcast partners on the Jock. Want to welcome all those folks listening in to this live wrestling broadcast. Some of the great sponsors that are helping bring you all this live wrestling action include Barker Implement, your John Deere dealership in Albia. We've also got Southern Iowa Technologies, Falvey Lumber. We want to make sure that we thank all the good folks at Community First Credit Union. They are providing us with our broadcast space here as Joe McGinnis from Indianola competes at Class 3A, 126 pounds. He cuts his opponent. Takes him down with 4 seconds left, and there are four ticks on the clock in the first period. McGinnis riding his opponent. Lembeck from Cedar Rapids Xavier will go to the second period, 4-1.
Chase Petty of Pella is about to take the mat here, and he's going to take on Chris Walters of Iowa City West. And Petty at 36-14, Walters of Iowa City West, 49-7. They're just underway here on mat number six, Class 3A, 126 action. Both wrestlers taking a deep shot here. Here's an underhook put in. Now trying to get to the backside, being fought off. And out of bounds, they're going to go right towards the edge of the mat, still hanging on. And
McGinnis.
Single leg, and they're moving to a double leg. And West has a takedown. That is Walters with the takedown for Iowa City West. He's out in front of Chase Petty, 2-0. And there's an escape and then a push off. And at 1 point awarded for the escape.
In the second period, Joe McGinnis is in the down position. He escapes, and they're out of bounds now. There have been 35 seconds removed from the clock on the second period. 5-1 the score. Joe McGinnis from Indianola on top and in charge of Clint Lembeck from Cedar Rapids Xavier, Class 3A, 126 pounds.
But McGinnis moves really well, doesn't he? He's really fluid. And
he's quick. I like the way he changes levels. He can go from the head to the ankle in a half a step, and he's cat quick. He's in there again on a single leg. He's got a Kelly move that has worked for him for a takedown to start the scoring. And
going forward.
Yeah, he's going forward. He's got Lembeck on his heels all the time.
There's a shot in there by Petty and countered by Walters for Iowa City West, and another takedown. Petty dove at the feet of Walters, and he snuck around him. Now the score is 4-2 after Walters gives up the escape. We're at the edge of the mat, 21 seconds to go, first period, 4-2. Walters of Iowa City West out in front of Petty Pella.
Well, here at 126 pounds, Class 3A, Clint Lembeck from Cedar Rapids Xavier trails by 4 points with 30 seconds to go in the second period, and somebody must not have told him that because he's really not bringing any action towards Joe McGinnis from Indianola. McGinnis in charge of this match, 5-1, and all the action is Ben McGinnis, and there is just a power move. He got in there on the single leg, looked like he was going to elevate it, and he just snapped him down like he'd crack a whip, didn't he, Tony Johnson?
Yeah, that is very good for motion for him. I mean, just up, down, it's crazy.
He got a hold of that leg, looked like he was going to elevate it and try to trip, and he just cracked that right leg of Lembeck from Cedar Rapids Xavier like a whip, took him down to the mat, and I'm not too sure Lembeck didn't get injured on that move. He just, I've never really seen a move quite like that. He's just like he was cracking a whip or trying to break a 2x4 over the, just swinging a 2x4 trying to break it in half. That was
putting the smack down.
Snap move, and Lembeck injury timeout here.
Wow. Impressive.
Yes.
Over here on mat six, it's Chase Petty trailing now 6-2, just underway second period. A couple of takedowns by Walters right there at the edge of the mat, and now that's going to be an 8-2 lead, another takedown.
In other Class 3A action, Sam Jamison is tied up with Travis Willers. It's Glenwood and Pleasant Valley tied up in the third period with 51 seconds remaining, 3-3. And there's a three-point near fall for Willers from Pleasant Valley. Now it's 6-3. Also, Algona, Jacob Adams trails Damon Griffin from Linmar Marion, 2-12. That's a 126-pound match. Also 126 pounds, it is Josh Wenger, or excuse me, Chris Walters from Iowa City West over Chase Petty, 8-3. That Wenger match, 5-0. It's Josh Wenger from Cedar Rapids Prairie over Matt Spots from Mason City, and they're just starting the second period in that one. We're back at action here. 1:30 to go in the third period. 7-1 the score now for Joe McGinnis. He's in charge of his match. He leads 7-1. He's trying to work a pinning combination here. Got a little bit out of position. I think he might get reversed here. No indication from the official yet, but there it is. 7-3 now, the reversal for Clint Lembeck, and he's got four more to make up in the next minute. Joe McGinnis in charge of this match. Now McGinnis gets the escape, and he's been most dangerous on his feet. They tie up near the center of the mat. I'm sure the Indianola coach would like for the action to be. And there's an ankle trip. Nice. Almost a dresser dump there, Tony Johnson. If he could have kept that head, looked like he could have got some back points out of that one. But he's got a commanding lead now with that escape and that takedown. Three more points for Joe McGinnis from Indianola. He leads 10-3 at 126 pounds.
He set it up, made him come forward, put all his weight on the leg, and then just drove over it and just knocked him clean on his. He's physical.
Very physical wrestler, Joe McGinnis, looking good out there. How's Chase Petty from Pella doing down there, Jason Summers?
Chase Petty from Pella is struggling here. He's trailing 10-3. We go to the third and final period. Chris Walters, takedown artist, has got the lead here, 10-3, just beginning the third period. Now the Walters gets the escape. He's on front 11-3. Minute 50 to go here in the third period. 126. Chase Petty, Appella, trailing. Walters of Iowa City West.
And as time expires on Clint Lembeck from Cedar Rapids Xavier, congratulations, Joe McGinnis from Indianola. You advance to the winner's side, and you will compete tomorrow. So Indianola, a couple matches we just brought you here on 96.7 KIIC and live streaming on KIICradio.com, along with 1490 KXLQ, the Jock, live wrestling action from Wells Fargo Arena. Joe Sinclair joined by Tony Johnson and Jason Summers.
He has it on.
Giving you guys all this high school wrestling action. It's 3A right now. We brought you 1A this morning, and 2A will be this evening. A couple more matches coming up here, folks. We're going to have Karsten Van Velser. Karsten Van Velser from the Ottumwa Bulldogs, 7th ranked. He's going up against Jason Wallace from Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson High School. It'll be number 9 ranked Jason Wallace versus number 7th ranked Karsten Van Velser. So a little excitement there.
Little.
Other matches currently being contested. Cedar Rapids Jefferson's Michael Montesavis up 2-0 on Tristan Bowers from Iowa City West. It's Bettendorf's Logan Ryan. He's on top of Nathan Tweedo from Ames, 2-1 the score there. Albert Huerdo from Sioux City North, 2-0 over Jacob Carlson from Mason City. It's Clayton Hawker, 28-4 on the season for the Fort Madison squad. He's up 2-0 on Toby Linthrop from Linmar Marion. 1:32 left in that one in the first period, just underway. Josh Wenger has 50 seconds left in his match. He's got a 14-0 lead over Matt Spots from Mason City. So the Cedar Rapids Prairie standout Wenger looks like he's going to advance. Down here on mat 6, it is Chris Walters from Iowa City West battling against Chase Petty. And the score in that one has gone final, 17-6. So Chase Petty, nephew of Julie Garver from Albia, Iowa. I think the original roots there are in Wayne County, down by Clio and Wayne County, down on the state line. Want to thank all those folks that are listening in on 96.7 down in Wayne County. Cordon Wayne Falcons country. Glad to be bringing you this live high school wrestling broadcast from Wells Fargo Arena.
Well, Chase Petty falls to Chris Walters, Iowa City West. Walters, the takedown artist on Petty, and he gets the win 17-6. And Petty will take a look at either Josh Winger of Cedar Rapids Prairie or Max Spots of Mason City.
It'll be Spots. Spots right. was a victim of a tech fall to Josh Winger, so it'll be Petty versus Spots in round number two. And I like Chase Petty's chances in that one, Jason. Max Spots must have had some kind of a wild finish to his district to get in here, because with that loss, he's 20-22 on the season, and that's the first losing record that I've seen in the book today. So let's hope that Chase Petty can get that big W and come back and wrestle tomorrow for the Little Dutch from Pella.
Karsten Van Velser, you're on deck for Ottumwa, 41-6, 138 weight class. Will be coming out here in just a few minutes. We're at 132 right now.
I believe it'll probably be on mat number two, if I'm not mistaken, Jason. That looks like the next.
Mat number two looks like the one's going to come open.
Mat seven, they called it. So we're going to go to mat seven for Karsten Van Velser, 41-6 on the season. Coach Kevin Cochran joined us in the booth for some of the 1A action. He trots across the center of the mat, jogging in between mats five and six, now between mats seven and eight. Saunters across the punt. Is that the punching calves? The punching calves mat.
The running calves.
Crunching calves. Crunching calves, I think is what that says.
Yeah, the crunching calves.
I don't know where the crunching calves are from, but they brought their mat to the Wells Fargo Arena. And, folks, all these mats have been donated by different high schools. You've got, I think there's a couple of Marshalltown mats down there. But right now it's going to be Jason Wallace from Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson High School going up against Karsten Van Velser from Ottumwa. Live high school wrestling action here from Wells Fargo Arena, 2013 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. There's a whistle. We're underway. 138 pounders. Here we go. Van Velser quickly in on double leg near the edge of the mat. Gets the takedown before they go out of bounds. Great job by Karsten Van Velser to open the scoring here in his 138-pound match, and really looked like a senior on a mission there.
And Van Velser did that right in front of his coach, Coach Cochran. Sure, that's a kind of a start the coach was hoping for.
They get reset at the center of the mat. Had a technical difficulty for a sec there. Tony Johnson, are you back with us on the mic?
I hope so, yeah. There I am. I tell you what, as having competed against this Van Velser, he is a tough, hard-nosed kid. He's dangerous with the spladle, and he's really a competitor, and I'm really impressed by him. I'm hoping he can really just dominate this match.
Yeah, Tucker Black was favored against him in the Pekin tournament to start the season, and Tucker had the higher seed, but Van Velser wound up pinning Tucker Black in that match, and there were a lot of raised eyebrows after that match, but he proved it was no fluke with the win at Fairfield as well.
Yes, he got him at Pella, and he got him twice this year. So.
All right. Well, Van Velser is covering his opponent, and there he does gets a spin out. Now Van Velser in danger of giving up the escape, and that's better to give up one than two, isn't it, Coach Tony Johnson?
Absolutely. Now, but he's maybe going to just go for two.
He's not going to
give the one.
Yep, there's the one. There's the one. It's 2-1 now. Now Karsten Van Velser, if he can get behind, gets another takedown, and there it is. And that is better than just giving up, than not giving up the escape. Well, the score now 4-1. Nice job by the official there, giving the escape to Jason Wallace from Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson, and that gives a chance for Karsten Van Velser to extend his lead to 3. 4-1 the score with 33 seconds. We've got a stop in the action, and it looks like we've got a 1.0, a potentially, no, that's an illegal hold, grabbing the headgear. That's a point for Jason Wallace. Hope that doesn't come back to haunt Karsten Van Velser. We're in the first period. Now the score is 4-2.
Kind of ticky-tack there, I thought, but, you know, it's 1 point. Now he's going to work with the power half on the top. Well, he looked for the spladle early, and he'll hit that spladle from anywhere. And, that, you know, that's a once they get that, it's over most of the time.
I think you're going to see a little bit more conservative wrestling here from Karsten Van Velser here in the first round. He knows he needs to get past this opponent. He's ranked a little bit higher than him, and he's not giving anything up for granted. Boy, he's got a good job breaking him down. He rode him out for the last minute of that period. We're going to go to the second period. 4-2, Karsten Van Velser from Ottumwa on top. Coach Kevin Cochran for Ottumwa on his feet. Gives him a couple of words of advice. Karsten Van Velser chooses the down position to start the second period. High school wrestling action here. We're proud to be brought to you today by the Monroe County Hospital. Proud to support our community, award-winning healthcare, and patient satisfaction. That's the Monroe County Hospital. Also, Albia Hy-Vee. They're proud to be the number one supporter of juvenile diabetes each year. Okay, Carson Van Velser starts that second period in the down position. He hits a sit-out. Now he gets cut, and just that quick in on a single leg. 5-2 the score now with the Van Velser escape. They're at the edge of the mat. Hand checking. Still working near the edge of the mat. And with 1:28 to go, they're out of bounds. We'll reset it at the center of the mat. Quickly, back to action. Off the whistle. Hand checking. Carson Van Velser down to his knees. Circles. There's a shot in there by Wallace. Wallace from Council Bluffs, Thomas Jefferson. A little bit wild on that shot. And Van Velser with a good sprawl. Gets the front headlock in. If he can work him to the center of the mat, Coach Johnson, I think he'll be able to work a shuck and spin behind. But they're out of bounds with 1:02 remaining in the second period. Class 3A, 138 pounds. Carson Van Velser up for Ottumwa, 5-2.
Van Velser's like a cat on the reaction time. I mean, you take a shot on him, boy, he's back in on you. He's looking to always coming forward here.
Oh, there's an ankle pick by Wallace, and he's in there deep. Van Velser in danger of giving it up here, but he reaches behind. He's going to try for a stalemate here with 45 seconds to go. That's really probably the best that Carson Van Velser can hope for, and there it is. There is that
stalemate
call.
Neither wrestler making any progress to stop it.
Well, that's a good job by Carson Van Velser, because as deep as Wallace got in there on that ankle pick, looked like he was going to be able to turn it into something. And there's a duck under real quick by Van Velser. Nice. Scores the two-point takedown at the edge of the mat, and we're still counting seconds down with 25 to go in the second period. 7-2, Van Velser on top. Moves out to the side. They're out of bounds.
It's explosive, isn't it, Coach?
Oh, that was a great move there by Carson Van Velser. Just a quick duck under. Got down on the leg. Spun behind. The escape attempt was made by Wallace trying to flee the mat, but right down on the ankles was Van Velser. Gets the takedown, moves up, tries to put a half Nelson in, and they go out of bounds. Now there's a Granby roll by Wallace. A nice job. Van Velser just let him go, waited for him to finish rolling, and then jumped back on him. And that's really the best defense for a Granby roll.
Total release, save your elbows, nothing gets hurt, and you're right back on it.
Yep. All right, we are out of time in the second period, so we're going to go to the third period. Carson Van Velser with a workmanlike performance here in Class 3A at 138 pounds. He leads 7-2. The scoring for Wallace from Council Bluffs has been an escape in the first period that Van Velser really kind of cut him. And then while he was being ridden by Van Velser in the first period, Van Velser hooked the headgear. They're going to start the third period here on their feet. Van Velser hooked the headgear, and that was a penalty point for Jason Wallace. So outstanding performance here in Class 3A, 138 pounds by Carson Van Velser from Ottumwa. He leads 7-2. 1:45 remains. The wrestlers are on their feet. That's how we started this third period. Now there's a double leg shot in there by Wallace. They're off the mat, though, and a nice job by Van Velser, just like a cat getting out of that thing. It looked like he was going to give up that 2 points.
And then he fed him his hips, and it was all over. It's good wrestling. Oh, nice.
There's a duck under again, and that's the same exact method that he used to take him down the last time. Just a real quick duck under. He left that right leg exposed. Van Velser got in behind. Now he's up on the arms. He's got the arm barred on the left side. He's got the T-bar locking up the ball and chain. It looks like he's going to try a tilt here and maybe get some back points and score some bonus points for your Ottumwa Bulldog wrestling squad. Carson Van Velser from Ottumwa leads now by the 9-2 margin. We're at Class 3A, 138 pounds. Don't go anywhere, folks. We've got Landon Blue from Indianola coming up in just moments. His match is just getting ready to get underway. He's going to be wrestling on mat number 4. And there's Carson Van Velser with 50 seconds to go. He's got a pinning combination locked up. Can't quite get it. Yeah, he does. He gets 2 points out of that one. Makes it 11-2. That's a 9-point margin. That's bonus points, Coach Johnson.
Yep. As soon as you get an 8-point margin, it's worth a half an extra point here.
All right.
Towards the team score.
And just underway, Landon Ballou from Indianola, the 17-3 junior on the season, gets the opening points he scored on Shea Hartler from Linmar Marion. And that match is also a 138-pound contest. But meanwhile, 20 seconds remain, and we have got a stop in the action from Carson Van Velser's match. And was that a stall call against Van Velser?
That's what they called.
All right.
It was a stall call. I don't know if it was a stall.
Well, there is No doubt about the victor of that one. There's 15 seconds to go in this match. Karsten Van Velser, he's got the deep waist in on the right side. Tries to bar the arm. Now he gets the arm behind the back. Gives up the deep waist. He's going to try to lock up the chicken wing. He's got the chicken wing, but he's back to his base. And time expires. Karsten Van Velser wins 11-2 class 3A, 138 pounds. And I want to thank very, very, very much the great folks at Summers Insurance. Summers Insurance, thank you very much for bringing us that match. That's Summers Insurance. Let them shop for the best insurance coverage to fit your individual needs. They're located on the north side of the Albia Square.
Well, let's see if we can catch up with Andy Robinson. Andy's down on Matt's side. And, Andy, you got the wireless mic courtesy of Tharp Winfield Funeral Home. If you can see if you can catch up with Coach Cochran as he walks down there and get his perspective right after that big win for his wrestler.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm falling right behind right now. They're wanting to make their way into the tunnel, and I'll see if I can get a few words of from Coach Cochran. So he's running away. I think he knows I'm behind him with the mic.
Well, catch him there in the tunnel. He doesn't have anything to do until his 285-pounder comes up, and that's going to be at least a half an hour. So good luck down there, Andy, and we'll leave your mic live. So as soon as you catch him there in the tunnel, we'll wait for that interview for you, and you just break right in anytime you want to, Andy, and we'll bring you the results here of Landon Blue from Indianola. He now is up 3-0, gets the escape to start the second period. He has done all the scoring. It's Landon Blue from Indianola. He's 17-3 on the season, the junior. He's up against Shea Hartzler from Linmar Marion, and Hartzler down 3-0. The wrestlers are on their feet. Landon Blue has some type of apparatus on his left shoulder. Looks like a brace of some sort. So he must have some type of a shoulder injury. We saw that earlier this year in districts from Carter Isley, a very similar-looking brace apparatus, and that's on the left shoulder of Landon Blue from Indianola. His purple singlet is the fashionable Indianola purple and yellow trim singlet.
Well, I got Matt Victor for Indianola over on Matt 3050, and Austin Long of Algona going at it, and Victor has a takedown. He's out in front 2-0, 44 seconds to go, first period, 145.
Well, you bring us that one, and I'll leave it over here at 138 with Landon Blue from Indianola. And our friends at Class 3A, folks, get a little bit more attention because there aren't as many schools represented in Class 3A, and especially in the sparsely populated southern half of the county, there aren't as many large schools. So we are a big Ottumwa fan, but we also are going to root hard for Oskaloosa. They're right there in our area. Oskaloosa brought some wrestlers. I think they got four here. So Oskaloosa could have had six. They had a couple ranked wrestlers that didn't make it through districts. Do you know anything about that, Coach Tony Johnson?
Well, I know it's a tough district, that's for starters. And I know Caves had Skyler DeYoung had a wrestle back, true wrestle back, and got beat 11-1 on the wrestle back on a kid I thought that he had a chance of really winning. So I don't know after getting beat in the finals what happened there or what, but yeah, they've brought in four, which is more than they've brought in a while. So, I mean, but you always want more.
Absolutely. A little bit more Southern Iowa flavor. At Class 3, 145 pounds, Josh Larson from Mount Pleasant. He's 12-12 on the season. He trails Bubba Hernandez from Bettendorf. 2-1 the score in that one. First period, wrestlers are on their feet. Hernandez with the early takedown, and Josh Larson from Mount Pleasant is trailing 2-1.
Matt Victor over on the mat number five is out in front of Algonas Long. 2-0, or make that 3-0 the score. Just underway second period as Victor started in the down position, gets the escape right out of the gate, now has a 3-0 lead over Long of Algona.
We'll keep it with Indianola. Landon Blue completes the second period with a scoreless shutout of Shea Hartzler from Linmar Marion. He leads this one now by the score of 3-0, and he starts the second period in the down position. Or third period, excuse me, in the down position, leading 3-0. It's Landon Blue from Indianola in the down position, leading 3-0. His opponent, Hartzler from Linmar Marion, breaks him down. But now he's back up. Now Hartzler tries to lock up a cradle. Now he puts a cross body ride in there. He's got the leg in on the left side. And nice thing about the leg in, you're not going to get called for stalling when you're on the bottom. So the clock is his friend. So Landon Blue just sits there and lets the clock eat. Finally, official Ron Terpstra from New Sharon, Iowa says, that's a stalemate, guys. Let's have some action. Over he here. Stops it and brings it back to the center.
Back to 145 right now. Matt Victor gets the tilt in, and he gets another two back points. He's out in front 5-0, 48 seconds to go. Second period breaks down long on the mat and has the lead with 43 seconds to go. Second period, 5-0 Matt Victor over Austin Long of Algona.
All right, back down here at 138 pounds, Landon Blue from Indianola. Just got called for stalling. He's on the bottom. He leads 3-0. There are 55 seconds left, so his stall call is gone. Doesn't have that available to him anymore. So he's going to have to get to his base and make something happen here. His
top
opponent,
guy's got the leg in.
The top guy's got the leg in.
And they still call him for
still calling for stalling. Now he's off the leg, and let's see if he can get to his base. Hartzler trying to lock up the cradle. Hartzler's got the cradle locked up. Now a nice kick out by Blue from Indianola. He's broken down, sprawled out, and he is in danger of getting a stall point to him. And there it is. I knew that it was going to have to happen there. Really nothing happening there for Landon Blue. And his opponent, Shea Hartzler, got off the leg. So it's 3-1 now. First point scored. There's only 18 seconds to go. We're going to need to see Landon Blue do something here on the bottom, though, because the next stall call is one, and then after that it'll be two.
Well, Victor, Victor is out in front.
There's one, and I've seen stall calls, three of them in 5 seconds before. He's going to stall it out, and he does. He wins 3-2. I feel sorry for Shea Hartzler, but he probably should have just cut him and tried to take him down. But Landon Blue from Indianola does advance with a 3-2 win. He had three stall calls on him in the last minute of that match, but he didn't get four.
We're going to go down to Andy Robinson on the wireless mic. Andy bringing you that Matt side mic report to courtesy of Tharp Winfield Funeral Home. Matt Victor out in front now, 7-0 Indianola fans in the third period, 1:30 to go. Andy Robinson, you got you caught up with someone to get an interview with.
Can you hear us, Andy Robinson, down there on the Tharp Winfield Funeral Home Matt side mic? Take it away, Andy, if you hear us. We must have lost Andy. But we'll recap that action that we just brought you. It was Landon Blue from Indianola with a 3-2. So we've also got Matt Victor competing out there.
Hello, fellas. Can you hear me?
Hey, we got you now, Andy.
All right. Yeah, I'm down here with Karsten Van Velzer from Ottumwa. He just had a major decision against his kid. And we were just talking a little bit, and I was asking him a few questions, and he seems like he's ready to go for this first round. Now, Karsten, what was your thoughts on this match? I mean, did you feel pretty good out there? Were you, I mean, did you feel good? Wells Fargo?
This is my second time, but yeah, I felt good. No nerves, just wanting to score the next point always. Just score the next point, that's just what I was thinking. Cool match.
Well, that's great. You looked real good out there. Being your second time, I'm sorry about that. Your second time up here in Wells Fargo. You're pretty much kind of wait around for the your 285 pounder, and hopefully he makes it through. And Tumwa's looking pretty strong right now.
Yeah, hopefully Kev gets his win. I think it's a very winnable match, and we'll see how it goes.
All right, well, there you have it. That's Karsten Van Velzer, who just major decisioned his opponent. So thank you guys very much.
Thanks, Andy. Andy Robinson on the Tharp Winfield wireless mic. And right now, back to action. Matt Victor of Indianola out in front, got the tilt in, now has the tilt once again. And is going to hold on here to a 9-0 lead. 18 seconds to go, third period. Matt Victor of Indianola trying to get another Indianola win here in the final 13 seconds at 145. Class 3A, third period action. 8 seconds and counting, and Indianola's Matt Victor looks to be holding on to get the win once again. And 2-1, and that is it. Matt Victor gets the dominating win. 9-0 the score over Austin Long of Algona. Matt Victor, the victor.
Also, John Mullaney, Iowa City West. That would be the great-grandson of Joe Shep and the grandson of Joe and Diane Zapital from Mystic in a scoreless tie as first period action in Class 3A, 152. They're just underway there. How about a message from the broadcast booth there with that wonderful tone?
Well, you know, that tells me that our listeners are joining us from our friends over at the Jock. Glad to have all of you along here as we bring you this 3A coverage of wrestling. And thank you for making us or bringing us in and being a part of your broadcast today. And want to invite you back in as we continue to bring more wrestling coverage throughout the entirety of this state wrestling tournament. You got to hear some really nice wins for Indianola, Coach Johnson. They've got several nice wins here in the early going.
Yeah, I like how their kids are coming out, battling and coming forward and just going for it.
Absolutely. And down here at Class 3A, 152 pounds, John Mullaney with a shuck by of Nate Luna from Des Moines Lincoln. He scores the first points of his 152-pound Class 3A first-round match. Of course, we mentioned his Southern Iowa connection. His grandparents are Joe and Diane Zappel from Mystic, and he would be the great-grandson of the famous Joe Shep from down there in Mystic. And as the first period comes to a close, he rides him out for the entirety of the period after he got the takedown. He'll go to the second period in that familiar two-tone green Iowa City West singlet, leading 2-0 over Nate Luna from Des Moines Lincoln.
That reminds me, I can tell, you know, we tell our kids that, you know, the three ups in wrestling, and it looks like Indianola's doing them, is keeping your head up, never giving up, and keep your head up, never give up, and don't back up. It's those three. See, I almost forgot them, but we tell them all the time.
I want to invite our listeners who will be leaving us, exiting the Jock listeners. You can continue to listen to this coverage by going online to www.kiicradio.com, kiicradio.com. And, of course, you'll be joining us again live at 7 o'clock. We want to thank you for being a part of our afternoon of wrestling here, 3A Action. Again, you can join us at www.kiicradio.com. KICradio.com. If you have an iPhone or an Android phone, you can also pick up the KIC Thunderbolt app for free, and you'll get all this wrestling coverage live on your phone.
Yeah, that app's something absolutely amazing. It's going to be one of the famous Apple and iPhone apps of the entire year in Iowa. That thing is just blazing off the shelves, and I think one of the reasons why, Jason, it's free.
Absolutely free, and as we've seen at the end of the 1A action, all the information was put into the app, so you could look at all the contests and get the results of those contests in text form or listen live at the same time. It's really good stuff.
Also want to shout out to Owen Haberman, the Valley of West Des Moines graduate. We've got Dylan Matter from Valley West Des Moines. He's competing. He's 22-6 on the year, in a scoreless tie with Brighton Jones from Iowa City West, and that match is just underway. It is Matter from Valley and Jones from Iowa City. Meanwhile, in an Iowa City West match that's being competed, John Mullaney from Iowa City West and Nate Luna from Des Moines Lincoln. It's an escape here in the second period for Luna after being taken down, and we've got a stall call against Luna. He trails 4-2 over John Mullaney from Iowa City West. So a couple of takedowns for Mullaney, a couple of escapes for Luna, stall call against Luna, and there's a high leg, high crotch single leg, and Mullaney takes him down again for his third takedown. He is in charge of that match by the margin of 6-2-2, and a little bit of a surprise there. Nate Luna, 32-7 on the season, 10th ranked, but that Iowa City West high team, they've got a great room there. They practice hard, they work hard, and they seek out the toughest competition that they can find. And it seems like they are always peaking here at the Iowa High School Championships at Wells Fargo Arena. So Iowa City West on top of that one is John Mullaney from Iowa City West. Leading that one, 5 seconds go in the second period. It is a 6-2 margin for John Mullaney. Back over there at mat two, it is... get that one for you, folks. Actually, get that one for you, Owen. He's the only one that cares about that one. Valley West Des Moines. Looks like there must have been a pin down there in the first period, and I did not see that. Those kids are off the mat. We'll have to update that one for you here in just a moment. All right. As time expired in the second period on the Mullaney match from Iowa City West. And he starts the third period with a lightning-quick reversal. That makes the score 8-2. Mullaney in charge of Nate Luna from Des Moines Lincoln. Beautiful day for wrestling here at the Wells Fargo Arena. Class 3A, first round action.
Keep an eye out for Cody Jones.
Cody Jones from Oskaloosa is match number 3072, and we're about 10 away from that one, Jason. We've got a few minutes.
It's knocking on the door, so Oskaloosa fans, get yourself ready to go.
It won't be long after that one, folks, and we'll also have Andrew Landgrebe. And I say we're probably going to have about a two, maybe two-and-a-half-minute break after this match between John Mullaney from Iowa City West. Might give us a chance to shoot back to the studio and give our great sponsors a chance to be recognized.
Absolutely. Got some great sponsors. Want to thank Dan and Pat Johnson. They're proud to support the area wrestlers. BMW Plumbing and Heating, your local Rheem furnace dealer. Rick Whistler, take extra good care of you. And, of course, First Iowa State Bank, serving you in two locations, Albia and Eddyville. Rocket Nation, you've already had a fantastic start to your day, and they'll be back at it again tomorrow.
And how about John Rhodes there at the Quality Ag Welding Shop? And name says it all. Quality products, service, and the elevator out there on Old Highway 34 West Albia, and the welding shop at the Old County Shed on Highway 5 South.
What can he fix, right?
That is exactly right. Johnny Rhodes knows how to fix it. He can weld aluminum, stainless steel, cast, and
that's
brass.
Not easy stuff. That stainless steel stuff is not easy stuff to work with, so you got to be on your game.
It's kind of like ever tried to digest something hard. It takes gas, and that's what John Rhodes has out there. He's got the right kind of gas to do that type of welding.
I've asked everyone to avoid any type of Taco Bell, Taco John's, because the press box up here couldn't handle any more gas.
All right.
Maybe
too much
information.
John Mullaney will go on to the win. He gets the 8-2 win for the Iowa City West team, and I'm sure that his grandparents back listening on 96.7 in Mystic, Iowa, are going to be happy with that result. And we'll shoot it back to the studio for just a couple minutes, folks. We'll be back with some Oskaloosa Indians on the mats. It'll be Landgraben Jones when we come back.
Working for you makes the difference.
Community First Credit Union.
With all the services our members need.
Community First Credit Union.
People helping people, that's how it should be. We're member-owned and that's the key. Serving you to get the job done. Our doors are open to everyone. Putting the community first.
Community First Credit Union.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Leffler Dirks is there for all your bulldozing, excavating, and tiling needs. Call Chad at 641-226-2231. Leffler Dirks has the latest technology with GPS-guided dozers to provide precise guidance in all your projects. Call Chad at 641-226-2231 for all your earth-moving projects, including ponds and terraces. That's Leffler Dirks at 641-226-2231.
BNW Plumbing and Heating of Albia is your local Rheem dealer. Call Rick at 932-5632 when it's time to update your heating and or cooling systems or for your repairs.
Catch the wave to Waters. We're gonna treat you right.
Waters is Central Iowa's low overhead leader. Why can they sell for less? Well, their rent, water, and taxes are all lower for starters, so their prices are lower. Come into Waters for the best price in Central Iowa on new Buick and GMC trucks. Waters Autoland, 6569 North in Indianola.
Catch the wave to Waters. Waters Autoland.
Hi, I'm Dan from Danco. Spring will be here soon, and now is the time to be thinking about spring sports. Danco is proud to be the leading athletic outfitter for high schools and leagues throughout Iowa and northern Missouri. To the serious athlete, we offer the expertise to help you find the best equipment and uniforms from the leading athletic brand. You can visit us on the Centerville Square, on the web at www.danco.com, or call our toll-free number, 800-326-6261.
Red Hall Realty is a family-owned and operated business. For over 30 years, they've served the customers who are buying or selling real estate, settling an estate through a listing or an auction. Red Hall has some of the lowest commission rates available and no hidden charges. And their well-trained brokers can help you with relocation counseling and market expertise. Red Hall Realty is located on the east edge of Sheraton on Highway 34. Stop in and meet the experts or call Todd Shelton at 641-774-4242.
If you have new drivers in your family, you'll want to know our name. If you live in wide open spaces and you drive on the highway at night, you'll want to know our name. If you love the looks of a perfectly painted and shined automobile, you'll want to know our name. And if you text while you're driving, eventually you'll know our name. Smith Body Shop. Smith Body Shop in Sheraton.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Benton Place offers independent senior living without the worries of mowing the grass, shoveling the snow, or repairing that leaky faucet. We have a caring environment with regular activities and friendly people. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
From Broadcast Suite 1A on the fourth floor of Wells Fargo Arena. Hey, Sinclair, put your shoes back on. Here's Joe and Jason, or Jason and Joe, whatever.
Welcome back to your Community First Credit Union broadcast booth high above the mats. We're moving right along to 160 weight class in 3A. Cody Jones of Oskaloosa, sophomore, about to take the mat. And this is going to be a good one right here, guys.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be a fine bout. Cody Jones, sophomore, 27-12 on the season. He'll be going up against Morgan Hall from Epworth in West Dubuque County. He's a 31-10 on the year senior. Those records don't mean anything when they step onto that mat, though. That match is going to be brought to you, folks, by Titan Machinery. They're your Case IH dealer in Oskaloosa. Going to help sponsor Cody Jones there when he takes to the mat, Class 3A, 160 pounds. And not long after that, it's going to be Andrew Landgrebe. He's the outstanding junior for the Oskaloosa Indians, 23-3 on the season. He's going to be going up against 7th-ranked Joe Teig from Algona. So it'll be Landgrebe from Oski and Teig from Algona. Folks, those matches will be contested simultaneously, so the Oski coaching staff will split up. Your 96.7 KIIC radio broadcast staff will split it up. And Jason Summers, do you want to take the 160-pound match, or do you like the 170?
I've got the 170 match, Andrew Landgrebe, or whichever one you want, buddy.
I'll take Cody Jones.
All
okay.
Right.
You take Andrew Landgrebe. Landgrebe, the great family name there. Some good people from
absolutely
Monroe County, down there by Eddyville.
Yep.
Sometimes go to Eddyville, sometimes go to Oskaloosa. Good, hard-working folks there. Want to make shout out to Steve Landgrebe there. I think that would be Andrew's either uncle or uncle-in-law, cousin, something like that. And we are just seconds away from that match. All right.
We'll have that just momentarily. Andrew Landgrebe, Oskaloosa, 23-3. Joe Teig of Algona, 28-7 at the 170. But Joe Sinclair, you're going to take Cody Jones and Morgan Hall of Epworth, West Dubuque.
I'm really looking forward to that match. That's a couple of wrestlers that got several losses on the season, but they're here competing. And, of course, Jones went through that wicked district up there. And just a buzzsaw of a district there. Oskaloosa doing a great job to get four wrestlers through it. Who won that district, Coach Tony Johnson?
West.
Iowa City West.
Yeah.
Yeah. What'd they bring? 11? They bring 11? Yeah. 11 in the state meet, you're probably going to win that for sure. Right. So we are one match away from Andrew Landgrebe, and Cody Jones is going to be taking the mat on mat number 3. Oskaloosa Indian coach Chris down there. Want to make a shout out to all the fans in Oskaloosa, and a special thanks there to Titan Machinery for bringing you this live wrestling broadcast. It's the 2013 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. This 160-pound match features Cody Jones from Oskaloosa. He takes the mat in the green leggings. His opponent, Morgan Hall from Epworth, West Dubuque.
Like
in the red.
Kid.
Guys, we have 1,298 right now streaming on the web, and 14 are on watching the Ustream live app as we speak here in 3A action.
Well, we want to welcome all those
1,300 folks, right now.
Welcome to all the folks listening on KIICradio.com. What a great way to catch the match. Right now we got Epworth, Morgan Hall in on a single leg, and a nice job by Jones with the wizard and getting out of bounds, denying Morgan Hall from West Dubuque there that takedown. Cody Jones did a real good job there for Oskaloosa to stave off that takedown. We're just underway, first period action. Oh, and there's a headlock.
Wow.
And
wow,
just out of bounds. Oh, a headlock hip throw by Cody Jones, and he had his opponent's feet 6 feet in the air. His head was 3 feet off the ground, and his feet were flying over like a cartwheel. And when they came down, they were out of bounds. Otherwise, it would have been a five-point move for Cody Jones and maybe the big P. But as it is, we're still scoreless with 1:20 to go here. First period action. It's Hall in there on a double leg. Nice job there, but he can't stave it off that time. Jones gives up the takedown. He trails now 2-0. Just 1 minute remains in the first period. Class 3A, 160-pound match. Jones to his base. Hall from Epworth tries to break him down. He has a deep waist in. Jones tries to take that deep waist off and get to his base. Now it's Hall. He's on Jones from Oskaloosa. It's Hall from Epworth covering Jones from Oskaloosa. Jones from Oskaloosa trailing this match at Class 3A, 160 pounds, by the score of 2-0.
And Andrew Langrabe of Oskaloosa has taken the mat. Joe Tagovail going to his opponent, and they're just underway. Both wrestlers meet at the center of the mat. 10 seconds gone by.
Cody Jones in a little bit of trouble here. Tried to stand up, and he got bulldogged to his back by Morgan Hall of Epworth. And Hall scores the three-point near fall before Jones can get back off of his back. And now Hall has got the chicken wing in deep, and if he can keep the angle down and walk the head, he's going to be able to get some more back points. But nice job by Cody Jones of posting the opposite leg and denying Hall that opportunity. So his time expires in the first period. It's 5-0 at 160 pounds. Cody Jones from Oskaloosa trailing. He's going to need a big five-point move.
170-weight class, Andrew Langrabe, Oskaloosa. No score, 1:10 to go, opening period. Both wrestlers right back at the center of the mat. Neither one of them have had a legitimate shot on each other as they try to fill each other out with 1 minute gone by, opening period. No score, Andrew Langrabe of Oskaloosa at 170, taking on Joe Teague of Algona.
We're just underway in the second period at 160 pounds. Cody Jones from Oskaloosa trailing 5-0. He covers his opponent, Morgan Hall from Epworth. Hall's first move is a stand-up, brought back to the mat by Jones. And now Hall can't do anything with Jones because Jones has got the leg in. We're either going to have a stalemate or we're just going to get rid of some clock here.
33 seconds and counting here. Andrew Langrabe still doing some hand wrestling right at the center of the mat. 27 seconds to go, first period. No shot by either wrestler. Here now, here's it is, a shot to be countered by Langrabe. And with 20 seconds to go, there looks like there was going to be no score in this opening period.
Jones trying to lock up a cradle. He's on top of Morgan Hall here in the second period. And there's a minute 15 left. We're going to have a stalemate. And not surprised to see that, because with that leg in there and the wrestler sprawled out, not really much either wrestler could do with that situation. Quickly, Jones puts the leg back in off the whistle at 160 pounds.
Going over to the second period, getting set. They do the coin toss. Langrabe has won, deferred, and will have to cover here to begin the second period.
1 minute remains in the second period, 160 pounds. Cody Jones from Oskaloosa on top, trying to ride Morgan Hall from Epworth out in this second period. And Jones finds himself in a little bit too high of a position. He can't quite get his leg back in. And very, very fortunate there that we get a stalemate call, because Cody Jones looked like he might have been in trouble hanging over the back of Morgan Hall. If Hall could have kind of done the bunny hop and bucked him off, he might have been able to come out the back door.
Teague over here on 170, now with a 1-0 lead over Langrabe. Teague started in the down position. Langrabe gives up the escape. 1:38 to go, second period. 1-0 Teague here at the 170 weight class. Let's go right back to Jones.
Yeah, Jones, a real good sit out off the whistle by Hall there. Sit out, switch. He gets the 2-point two-point reversal. That makes the score 8-0.
Well, guys, over on to 170. Andrew Langrabe in on the shot.
Oh, yeah.
Has the takedown now. He's got
leave
back
it there,
points
leave
coming.
It there. Oh,
and
yeah, Langrabe, he's got it locked up.
He had it locked up for a moment. Joe took him to a strong move to the takedown. A little throw there by Langrabe. He gets the takedown, gets the two back points, now has a 4-2 lead. Under a minute to go, second period.
We are out of time in the second period. It's an 8-0 score there for Cody Jones. And Jones has not been able to score yet here in this match. on the break between the second and third periods. Back to you at 170, Jason.
Well, it is Andrew Langrib out in front here, 4-2, 40 seconds and counting, second period. Langrib got the big throw on the takedown, got the back points on the takedown, nearly turned it into a pin. Here's a shot in there by Teague, counter by Langrib. They get right back to their feet. Now Langrib trying to do a little underhook. Nothing doing. They'll get to their feet. Let's go back over to 160.
Cody Jones with a desperation attempt there at a throw. Did not work. Morgan Hall with the takedown makes the score 10-0 with 1:35 to go. We're in the third period at 160 pounds. Cody Jones from Oskaloosa has not been able to score against Morgan Hall from Epworth West Dubuque. So Cody Jones on the bottom needs to get out of there and try to hit a big move and get a pin.
He's in trouble now, but over here on the 170, Andrew Langrib is going to go to the third and final period with a 4-2 lead. Oskaloosa fans, hold on here. Andrew Langrib trying to get the win. We need a comeback here for Jones at 160.
Back at 160 pounds. 1 minute remains in that match, and Morgan Hall from Epworth West Dubuque just content to ride Cody Jones from Oskaloosa. He's up on the arms right now. Looks like he's going to try to get a chicken wing in. Jones called for stalling here. He just needs to make something happen here and get his heart back into this match.
Here's a shot by Teague on Langrib. Langrib starts in the neutral position to begin the final period. 4-2 the score. A counter by Langrib. Now he gets on the backside, still working his way to try to get the takedown, and Teague circles out. No points given there, but nearly a takedown by Andrew Langrib. 1:30 to go. Third period, 4-2 Langrib. Let's go back to 160.
Well, there's 23 seconds remaining in the match. It's a 10-0 advantage for Morgan Hall from Epworth West Dubuque, and it appears as if he will advance to the championship side. Cody Jones from Oskaloosa will go to the loser side of the bracket. His probable opponent is going, I don't know who his opponent will be. We'll try to keep an eye on that. He'll either have Dakota Digman from Linmar or Logan Walkup from Johnston.
It is Andrew Langrib out in front of Joe Teague. A shot in there by Teague, a single leg. He was in deep. A sprawl out by Andrew Langrib, trying to hold off the takedown. He's got a takedown lead, Langrib does. 4-2, final 45 seconds of this contest. And we're going to have a stalemate. A deep shot in there by Joe Teague of Algona. The sophomore went in deep on a single leg. The sprawl out there by Langrib denied the shot. And Langrib will meet back at the center of the mat. 4-2 the score. Andrew Langrib with the lead here. We're trying to get down to Andy Robinson right after these two contests to catch up with our Oskaloosa wrestlers. But right now with the final 30 seconds and counting, it's Andrew Langrib.
Oh, double leg.
Another shot by Teague. This one is a double leg that switches to a single leg, but right on the back of that ankle is Langrib trying to hold on and fight his way to a stalemate here. 24 seconds to go. He's got to hold on for 22 seconds. And hopefully we can get to a stalemate here with 19, under 19 seconds.
Actually, he 15. Doesn't want a stalemate because this kid can't do anything with it. He's got a hold of his leg with two hands. Well, and there it is,
Langrib
two.
Gives
he
up
gives
the
up the leg, and it's 4-4 with 8 seconds to go. Langrib needs to bust out of there with 6 seconds to go, get that escape, and try to make this thing out of the overtime. But he's not going to. We're going to have overtime, folks. Andrew Langrib from Oskaloosa gave up the takedown with 6 seconds to go.
Andrew Langrib's uncle's listening in from Oregon, I believe. Glad to have you along. We want to hear from you. Send us a text to 641-931-0963. 931-0963. Into sudden death here. Tied at four. Langrib circling with Teague. 45 seconds of counting in this sudden death overtime period.
Sudden victory if you're the guy that wins. Sudden death if you're not.
Yes, yes. Good point.
All right. Andrew Langrib, he's on his feet. They're at the edge of the mat. There's a double leg in there by Langrib. Shot with his arms just a little bit out. Nice counter by Teague to get the underhook and push him back off the mat. They're out of bounds with 25 seconds to go. And really a good shot there by Langrib, except for he had his elbows out. And Teague was able to underhook and stop the momentum. But, man, if he can do that with his elbows pinned to his ribs here, I think he's going to be able to get in there for that takedown. Okay, we're back underway. 15 seconds to go now. Andrew Langrib in a 4-4 matchup here. Sudden victory period. It's a 1 minute period, the first overtime. Now there's a lot of hand checking at the edge of the match. Double leg by Langrib. If he can double him with 4 seconds to go, he's got it.
Does he get the takedown?
Yes, with 1 second to go. Andrew Langrib scores the takedown in sudden victory with 1 second to go. There will be a controversy because Epworth's coach doesn't like the call, but I watched it, and it was the right call. The officials walk the Epworth coach back to his bench. And Andrew Landgreeb advances. His hand is raised in victory. And a hard-fought match there in sudden victory. And give Joe Tagg from Algona. I was calling that Oski-Epworth match. But, no, that was Joe Tagg from Algona. Great job by Andrew Landgreeb to get that W for the Oskaloosa Indians. And that was just as exciting as the 1A overtime that we saw Austin Vogel got the win. So congratulations, Andrew Landgreeb. You advance Class 3A, 170 pounds.
All right, we're going to go down to Andy Robinson here just momentarily. Andy, you're right down there by the mat where all that action took place, buddy. I don't think it gets any more exciting than that.
No, it is. There's a lot of intensity down here, and you can tell you can definitely tell the this is wrestling atmosphere. And I'm going to try to get a good interview from Andrew Landgreeb. I'm going to go ahead and run on down here.
Look at him
and,
run,
let's see
run.
What I can get.
Run, Forrest, run.
Hey, we've got our eye on you there, so if you get him, we'll be able to see you. You just raise your hand, and you start talking, and we'll stop talking. But a great job there by Andrew Landgreeb, and I'm sure that all the fans listening on 96.7 KIIC and that uncle that was listening to the live stream on KIICradio.com has got to be loving that action. A sudden victory win for Andrew Landgreeb in the 59th of the 62nd. Sudden victory period, and we've had some great excitement up here at Wells Fargo Arena, bringing you this 2013 Iowa High School Wrestling Championship action.
We're going to go down to Andy Robson. He's looking at the coaches come over, and Andy, you're standing down there next to the victorious Andrew Landgreeb in sudden victory. Take it away, buddy.
Hey, real quick with Andrew, we're getting told we got to go back into the tunnel, but Andrew, good job on that win. It was an overtime win. What was your thoughts going into overtime? Were you a little bit nervous, or did you know what you had to do?
I wasn't nervous. I was just a little tired, and I knew what I had to do because I took him down in the second period, so I knew how to shoot on him. I just had to go get it. So.
Well, hey, that was a good match out there. I know you got to get going, and thanks for this little interview here, and good luck in the quarterfinals.
Thank you.
Great job out of you, Andy Robinson. Andrew Landgreeb gets the win for Oskaloosa, and you get to see those raw moments develop. A lot of excitement out of that.
Could you feel the energy coming out of that kid, Andrew Landgreeb? He's catching his breath. He just got done wrestling 7 hard minutes at the Iowa State Championships, and he advances to the winner's side. He'll be wrestling tomorrow. We'll bring you that action when Class 3A competes tomorrow. Great job there, Andy Robinson. You just feel it all the way up here and all the way out on the airwaves.
We're going to be going to 195 next. Dane Jones of Oskaloosa is on deck. We're just moments away. We're going to take a really – oh, hang on a second. They're moving to 195 just as we speak, and that's going to come out here on mat number 8. Dane Jones of Oskaloosa, no rest here as he's going to take the mat. You see him putting on his red ankle band. So Dane Jones of Oskaloosa. We had the pleasure of broadcasting his tournament last year. What a tournament he had. 27-3 is the senior. Taking on Casey Becker of Prairie of Cedar Rapids. No score just underway here.
And this is a feature match here that is going to be brought to you folks here today by the wonderful folks at Albia Motors, locally owned and operated Ford dealership, quietly doing business since 1950. Call Mike Gray at Albia Motors for your Ford sales, parts, and service needs. All right, we're just underway here at 195 pounds. Dane big Jones win. On his feet. His big opponent win. Is Casey Becker from Cedar Rapids Prairie.
Big win for Andrew Landgreeb. That is big.
Andrew wasn't here last year, you know, if you remember right. He didn't make it in last year. He was here 2 years ago, and he went 0-2. So to win first round is huge for him. Real
and to do it in that style, Coach, you know, that is such a tough – and it really can help your mind. As you get later into the week of wrestling and you've been through these experiences, it really does give you a sense of confidence.
Absolutely. Experience and later into the year. He's been banged up a little this year. He had to dig deep and go to the well to get his literally to get the energy it took to take him down.
Well, let's see if we can get Dane Jones a win here at 195.
The wrestlers are on their feet at the center of the mat. There has not been any shots taken yet. There's been a little bit of pummeling and back and forth, hand checking at the center of the mat. Dane Jones, his opponent Casey Becker from Cedar Rapids Prairie, is 35-11 on the season.
neither one really wants to do much. They're just kind of feeling each other out and banging heads a little bit and not too much action yet.
Well, if you compare their body styles, Becker, a thicker, solid body style, and Dane Jones, for 195-pounder, relatively tall and lean. So it looks to me like maybe Dane Jones might have had to cut a little bit of weight to get to 195. Becker there, real solid guy. I'd say he lifted weights to get up to 195.
Well, I want to hear from Oskaloosa fans. We want to hear from you. Let us know you're listening, 641-931. Send us a text, 641-931-0963. Give a shout-out to your Oskaloosa Indian wrestlers, 641-931-0963. 931-0963. Let's hear from you, Oskaloosa.
Your very own Indian, Dane Jones, takes down to start the second period. We've got a whistle violation on Dane Jones, so we haven't started the second period yet. Dane Jones is taking the down position, going to try to score that first point with a takedown, and off the whistle, it's a stand-up by Jones, and now he's loose, and he underhooks. There's a 1 point for Dane Jones. Now he's got a double underhook. He's going to try the bear hug. He's going to try to bear hug and take him down. He's got behind him. Now he's just got to take him to the mat.
Oh,
there it is.
Nice,
2 points,
move.
3-0. Dane Jones leads.
What a big move there by Jones, showing off that strength.
And really just a good job. He never broke contact.
Nope.
After he got that escape, he never broke contact. And I think his opponent, Becker from Cedar Rapids Prairie, was waiting for the separation and then try that hand checking again. But Dane Jones, great job, dropped down, got the bear hug in, and now he's got the head in the hole. He's got him broken down with a deep waist. Dane Jones riding Casey Becker, 3-0 the score. Jones from Oskaloosa on top of this 195-pound Class 3A match at the 2013 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships at the Wells Fargo Arena on live broadcast from 96.7 KIIC and the live stream on KIICradio.com. Dane Jones still riding with a minute 10 to go with the 3-0 lead. He's got the chicken wing in on the left side. He's got the leg crossed up on the left side. He tries to bar the arm on the right and move up to the top. He gets off the leg with the chicken wing intact, and there is Becker getting up to his base. We've got a stall warning now on Dane Jones. Not doing enough for that official to try to advance and get the pin. So we go back to the center of the mat, reset with 56 seconds to go in the second period at 195 pounds. Dane Jones covering Casey Becker. Jones from Oskaloosa, stand up by Becker. Jones runs him off the mat. We'll do it again with 50 seconds to go.
Well, the texts are coming in hot and heavy from Oskaloosa. Here they come. It is Oskaloosa Nation checking in. Go Oski, Albie wrestlers Brian and Denise Morgan. Go Indians. Wish we were there with you, Mark and Sandy Williams. Coach Mark Tino says good luck to the Albie boys listening in Albie. And Indiana
Jones. And
there's
a one-point stall warning on Dane Jones. He didn't cut Becker quickly enough after a stand-up, and now he does cut him. That makes the score 3-2 with that penalty point. So a couple of points there for Casey Becker from Cedar Rapids Prairie. There are 20 seconds left here in the second period. Dane Jones started this second period in the down position. He got the escape and then the takedown. That's his 3 points. And Becker has scored via the penalty on the stall as well as the escape. Now Becker takes a knee at the center of the mat, and with 2 seconds to go, we're going to go to the third period, 3-2. Dane Jones on top. Well, that penalty point is huge right now.
That's huge.
Well, and then he cut him loose thinking that, you know, he's going to get called again when he's under 30 seconds and didn't really have time to take him back down, so it's double whammy. Now it's 1 point, ties it up, just can get out on
here
the
Here we go, the third period, guys. This is it.
Dane Jones he's riding him hard. He's got that leg crossed up now. Now
we're in the same situation as before. You know, we're going
to He tries a power half on the right side. He's got his body on the left side. He puts the power half in on the right side. He's going to try to stretch him out and cast over. Can't get that done. Now there's a stand-up again by Becker. And Dane Jones locked his hands. That makes the score 3-3. And he's got to cut him. Now it's 4-3. So Dane Jones trails now 4-3. He got a penalty for locking hands. He got a penalty for stalling. And now two escapes for his opponent, Casey Becker. And Becker's had two escapes, but he leads this one 4-3. And the scorer didn't have the score right. The official goes over and straightens him out. 1 point for locking hands. 1 point for the escape. That makes the score 4-3. Casey Becker from Cedar Rapids Prairie on top of Dane Jones from Oskaloosa. by that margin. So Jones, at the center of the mat, he's an experienced senior wrestler. He knows what he needs to do. He needs to, in the next 87 seconds, get a takedown. And he's at the center mat in there deep on a single leg. And that was the best action we've seen out of Dane Jones on his feet thus far. There's a minute 19 to go. He can get his head out. He's got the two-point takedown. His opponent is on his butt. Jones just needs to come out the back. He's got the ankles. He's moving up. He's moving up. They are, if they give him... Oh, he's got him on his back now.
He's got the pin combination right here.
There's the 2 points. There's the 2 points. Two-point takedown makes the score 5-4. 5-4. There is 57 seconds to go. Dane Jones leads this one by 1 point. He's got a chicken wing in on the left side. It looked like he was going to be able to roll in as a back
there.
He's running the chicken wing now. He's running it hard with 47 seconds to go. He's got the half on the right, the chicken wing on the left. He's going to try to stack him up. Stack him up. If he can do this without taking that chicken wing pass parallel, I think he's going to be able to get some back points. And there is the pass parallel. Fortunately, it is just a potentially dangerous and not an illegal hold. And we'll just go back to the center of the mat. Dane Jones on top, 5-4 of Casey Becker from Cedar Rapids.
I asked everyone to text in. The Oskaloosa listeners just texting left and right. Listening online and not getting any work done. Hope my boss doesn't walk in here. From Lisa. Lisa, hope you didn't just get busted there. But Dane Jones trying to hold on for
a Granby roll and a reversal So it's 6-5 now. Dane Jones trails on a Granby roll. He couldn't quite get separation from Casey Becker. With 22 seconds to go, Dane Jones needs to bust out. This has been an exciting third period of action at 195 pounds. Dane Jones trails now 6-5. He was reversed by Becker with the Granby roll. And now
trying to get to his feet. Jones does get to his feet now. If he can slide that hand and duck under.
There should be a stall call right now.
He gets the escape.
It's 6-6, folks, with 13 seconds to go. Dane Jones on his feet. He's shown excellent action on his feet thus far this third period. He's in on single leg, and there's a sprawl by Becker after the single leg shot, and we're going to go to instant victory for the second time in a row for you Oskaloosa Indians listening in on 96.7. KIIC, you are getting your money's worth here.
Get the Pepsi out. You Indian fans are going to need it here as we go into overtime. Send us another text. We want to hear from you, Oskaloosa, 641-931-0963. Here we go in sudden victory.
We've been the better wrestler on our feet. We should be in good shape here as long as he does what he
There's a double leg. Oh, and a sprawl there. Oh, now Dane Jones needs to get out of bounds, and he is.
He does a sit out. Good job of getting away from him.
Oh, man.
Oh, right. It's just Matt.
Folks, Dane Jones took a little bit of a wild shot there, and a great job by Becker getting behind him. And Becker, actually, all he had to do was lift him up, take him down to the mat. But before he could get that done, Dane Jones got out of bounds with 43 seconds to go. Dane Jones needs to set his shot up a little bit better here, get in a little bit tighter, and there's a shuck by. Can't quite get that thing to work. But with 35 seconds to go, Dane Jones, a little bit more active on his feet than Becker from Cedar Rapids.
Well, he's got the bear hug in him right here, guys.
Oh, there he's got it.
He's got it. Throwing down.
2 points, sudden victory. Call it with 20 seconds left in the sudden victory period. The second time in a row, the Oskaloosa Indians get the sudden victory in the overtime. And congratulations, Dane Jones. You advance at 195 pounds. And what a great pair of matches by the Oskaloosa heavyweights there.
He dropped that down, got the hand underneath the shoulder, brought the wrestler into his body, and it was the lights out from there. Jones showing his strength and elevation. Tony, that back-to-back dramatic wins here for Oskaloosa listeners, and I know they're all going to need a little Tums action here this afternoon.
Yeah, but they'd be happy to win that one. It was really close on the overtime. He snapped him down. Jones took a great shot. He went behind, had him almost down. Jones did a great job get back to his feet, but the guy was still behind him in control until he goes down. It's nothing. He couldn't get him down. Jones scrambled to the edge. They went out of bounds and kept alive. He came back and won.
It looked like he was going to get taken down, and was a great job by holding him off. Hey, folks, we just brought you the Oskaloosa Indians last match here in the first round of Class 3A. They're going to have another one coming back here. It will be for the Oskaloosa Indians. Cody Jones is going to take the mat at 160 here in just a couple minutes. In about 2 minutes, we're going to bring you Kevin Childs from Ottumwa. He's going to take the mat against Segan Long from North Scott Eldridge. We'll also bring you Colby Villiger's match at 285. Those are a couple 285-pound matches. We're going to shoot it back to the studio for you before we bring it back and set up the last of the 285-pound matches.
Let's even go down to Andy Robinson. Andy, you are Matt Side on the wireless mic, courtesy of Tharp Winfield Funeral Home. And, Albie, let's get us an update.
All right, I'm down here with Dane from Oskaloosa. He just had one heck of an overtime win. Dane, how you feeling right now? What's going through your mind when you were in that overtime?
You know, I knew I'd pull some off, but I was really tired. I'm just glad I got that first match out of the way. it shouldn't have been where it was because of the, you know, the he got three from penalties. So I'll just work on it with my next guy.
Yeah, and you just keep on going. What was that little hand signal you were given there at the end?
That was to Mason Wissey. I was supposed to give him one after I won. I didn't do it last year.
All right. Well, hey, good luck to you, sir.
Thanks. Thank you.
All right. The reference there from Dane Jones for Mason Wissey. He's not here wrestling today, but he was the number 10 ranked wrestler going into the districts. Tough situation for him not to be here wrestling today, but what a great gesture by Dane Jones, giving him the signal, hey, I'm thinking about you while I'm out here competing, and what a great overtime win. And, hey, folks, we'll send it back to the studio for a couple of commercial announcements. We'll set it right back up for you when we bring you the Class 3A 285-pound matches. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with this 2013 edition of the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships Class 3A.
This is Ann Kearns, mother of
Jill Kearns, owner of Piper's Old Fashioned Grocery and Candy Store on the northeast corner of the Sheraton Square since 1905.
They tell me we haven't talked about our deli sandwiches enough, that some people don't realize we will make a deli sandwich to their order.
Oh my, we have to take care of that. We have 12 deli meats and 14 cheeses to choose from.
And of course, all kinds of condiments to add that special taste they want, all for $3.25 each.
Many people call ahead at 774-2131 or 1-800-479-1343 so that we have it ready when they get here. Some like to see our row of standing orders taped across the counter. They just call and we know exactly what they want.
However you do it, they are great. Try one. You'll enjoy it. Piper's on the northeast corner of the Sheraton Square.
Iowa Realty is Iowa's largest. Hanson's Iowa Realty in Sheraton is ready to serve you. Hanson's has five realtors, all members of the National Association of Realtors, the Iowa Association of Realtors, and the Rathbun Board of Realtors. With interest rates low, get out of your rental and start earning equity. You can check inventory and calculate your monthly payments with their online mortgage calculator at iowarealtysheraton.com. To buy or sell farm, acreages, residential, or commercial, call Hanson's Iowa Realty at 641-774-5822.
Southern Iowa's premier hardware store, Mac Hardware, is the place to go for all your hardware needs. Shop Mac Hardware for Echo chainsaws. Mac has Pro Tools from Milwaukee Power Tools. Groom your place in the sun with Skag lawnmowers. And choose your color style with Valspar paints and varnishes. It's all at Mac Hardware, Highway 34 Bypass next to CNC Cycle. Open Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday from 8 to 6. Thursdays open late, 8 to 8, and Sundays 11 to 4. That's right, open Sundays 11 to 4. Mac Hardware, Southern Iowa's premier hardware store.
Mick Furniture in Albia is your hometown family-owned furniture store that is your local authorized Whirlpool dealer. Replace your washer or dryer, check out the full line of Whirlpool washers and dryers at Mick Furniture. If you're looking for a traditional top load machine, Whirlpool now has the H2 low wash system that automatically senses the size of each load and uses less water to deliver better cleaning performance and gentleness. The H2 low Whirlpool washer with the EcoBoost option uses up 74% less water and 77% less energy. Now that is a cost savings you can take to the bank.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic, and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal, we're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
This is live wrestling action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back to Community First Credit Union and the broadcast booth high above the mats, High Fidelity. And we're continuing to roll along here as we move to 220 and 285. The big guys want to thank Titan Machinery, Belzer Equipment, Kness Manufacturing, among many others. We'll keep bringing you those great list of sponsors. But right now, as we move towards 285, Joe, who's on deck?
We have got Kobe Vlieger from Indianola. He's a senior. He's got a 33-9 mark. He's going to be going up against Tom Schipper from Mason City. Schipper is 30-14 on the season. Also got a great match coming for you. Kevin Childs, the outstanding Ottumwa senior. He's 29-14. going to be going up against Segan Long from North Scott Eldridge. He's 39-4. So Vlieger is going to take the mat here.
Well, I want to take the wireless mic over to Joe Millage. And Jay Mill, you're keeping everything going on the new app that's been developed. Tell us what's going on your side of the world.
Down here in suite number 4, I can't even be in your suite. You got too many people over there. Suite number 4, we're keeping the app updated. It's the new Thunderbolt app. You can, of course, download that from your iTunes or Android store. We're still working out a few of the kinks, but you can certainly get your wrestling updates there, as well as live local radar, local school closings and whatnot. And again, that's called Thunderbolt, and you can download that free of charge. Real quick, guys, we've been talking earlier about Governor Branstad and the press release that was going to come out. We got privy to this morning, and the press release has just come out. They are going to be announcing the Let's Keep Wrestling campaign with Dan Gable, Terry Brands, and Doug Schwab tomorrow. And right after that press event tomorrow at 3, those guys are coming up to the KIIC Thunder Country booth and the Community First Credit Union broadcast suite tomorrow about 3:30, and we're going to talk to them as well live on the air. Back to suite number 1.
Great job out of you, Jay Mill, back there keeping the app up and going. Make sure you get your iPhone or Android app and download that. It is free, and it is fantastic. The texts keep coming in here. We want to hear from you, 641-931-0963, 641-931-0963. And we've got Indianola's Colby Vlieger.
Looks like Kevin Childs is up on mat 4.
All right, we'll bring Childs here as well. And we'll keep both these matches going at 285.
All right.
You'll bring Childs of Ottumwa, and I'll take care of Vlieger of Indianola.
All right. Well, Coach Cochran settles into his mat side chair for the Ottumwa Bulldog squad. His great big boy, Kevin Childs, 285 pounds for the Ottumwa Bulldogs, gets out there onto the mat. Want to thank all of our great sponsors here at 96.7 and welcome all those listening in on the radio, the Class 2A schools that start at 7 o'clock. All the kids that got out of school today that are heading up here, want to thank you for listening in on 96.7. As we get underway here, it's Childs from Ottumwa versus Long from Eldridge. 285 pounds, just underway.
Got congratulations, Nate, Andrew, and Dane. Good luck, Cody. Come back strong. Seth from Oskaloosa checking in. No score here at the 285. Colby Vlieger of Indianola taking on Tom Schiffer of Mason City. No score. 38 seconds to go, opening period.
All right, we're in the opening period, and just 30 seconds gone at 285 pounds. Kevin Childs, no score on his feet against Long from North Scott Eldridge. Want to make sure that we thank Community First Credit Union. They have brought us the space here, our broadcast booth number 1A. Also, Senate Pierschbacher Funeral Home. They're locally owned and operated in Albia. Bluff Creek Archery. Get all your archery equipment at Bluff Creek Archery in Albia.
Now, I'll tell you what, you go in there, they have their own shooting range. There's no place like it. Go in there and shoot the bow you want to buy.
Got to thank all these merchants that are bringing us to you here at the 2013 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships from Wells Fargo Arena on 96.7 and live streaming on KIICradio.com. Still no score, 285 with 40 seconds to go for Kevin Childs from Ottumwa. The big 285-pounder is on his feet.
We're going to the second period over here with Colby Vlieger of Indianola, and no score. You'll see a lot of low-scoring matches here with these heavyweights. Just underway second period, and Schiffer of Mason City chews it down. Vlieger covers. Just underway second period, no score.
Also want to thank Dewey Motor Company. They're a locally owned and operated Chevy and Buick dealership in Albia. Tharp Funeral Home, pre-plan now. It's easier than you think. And Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer in Oskaloosa. Time expires in the first period here at 285 pounds. No score for Kevin Childs from Ottumwa. He will start the second period in this scoreless tie with Segan Long from North Scott Eldridge. Long defers on the flip, and Childs takes down. So Childs takes down. He will be covered by Long from North Scott Eldridge.
This is 3A action tonight at 7 o'clock. The 2A kids will take the mats. Right now, though, we're bringing a 285 weight class in the opening round of 3A action, and we'll have the consolations immediately following this in 3A. But right now, Vlieger of Indianola, Tom Schiffer of Mason City going at it. Schiffer gets the escape. He's out in front 1-0 with 52 seconds to go second period. Let's go over here to Ottumwa's Childs.
Second period whistle for Kevin Childs. His first move was a stand-up. He gets brought back down to the mat by Long from North Scott Eldridge. Now Long has him broken down. He's got the deep waist in on the left side, using that 285-pound mass, trying to work a butcher against Kevin Childs from Ottumwa. Childs started this period on the bottom, and now he's in danger of getting turned over with this butcher, but he does a good job posting his arm, gets back to his base, and now Long comes back around behind. So Childs gets to his base, and now a sit-out move there by Childs. Almost gets out. Now sit-out again. Long tries to chin him back. Nothing doing there. And we've got 55 seconds left in the second period. Kevin Childs needs to score in this period.
Well, we got 13 seconds left here in this second period over here as Indianola's Colby Villiger is trailing 1-0. Schiffer started the down position the second period, got the escape, and that's all the scoring that has taken place here through two periods going to the third. And, of course, Villiger will start in the down position to open things up. Let's go back to Childs.
Segan Long's got Kevin Childs tied up in a knot. He's trying to work a chicken wing now, and they're near the edge of the mat. And really the best thing that happened for Kevin Childs would be to get out of bounds, catch a little bit of breath here because there's only 20 seconds to go. He's been ridden the whole period by Segan Long from North Scott Eldridge, and he needs to make something happen here. And, boy, you just see the sweat pouring off of these two wrestlers. The dark blue mat has got all kinds of wet on it as Segan Long from North Scott Eldridge and Kevin Childs complete the second period with no score.
Well, the final 1:38 over here at the third period. Colby Villiger gets the escape. He's tied it up here with Tim Schiffer of Mason City. Villiger of Indianola. Schiffer of Mason City pummeling near the center of the mat. Now here's a duck under and some separation once again. Neither wrestler with a real serious offensive shot here. All the points have come from the escape off the period break. 1:10 to go, 1-1 score here. Let's go back over to Childs of Ottumwa over at the mat number four.
Well, big surprise to me, they start the third period. That's not a big surprise. Childs started the third period on top. Long from North Scott Eldridge gets the escape, and now it's Long leading this one 1-0. So Kevin Childs knows what he needs to do. He needs to get a takedown here in the next 1 minute and 30 seconds to advance on the winner's side. A couple of shots being taken or a hip throw or something good, and just move a little faster.
Villiger took a shot at the edge of the mat, but could not get it tucked in. With 42 seconds to go, we're still tied at 1 over here. Villiger of Indianola, Schiffer of Mason City. And they pummel right towards the edge of the mat as we go under 30 seconds to go. Let's go back to Childs of Ottumwa.
Well, it's still 1-0 with 1:14 to go at 285 pounds. Ottumwa's Kevin Childs pummeling at the center of the mat. His opponent, Segan Long from North Scott Eldridge, got out to start this third period. That's been the only point scored in this match. They're pummeling at the center of the mat. Childs is working, trying to get inside position on an underhook, and looks like he feels real comfortable up top trying to do toss or a throw or something like that, but real good job there by Long by keeping his hips down and away from him and not able to get anything going there as Childs. So there's only 40 seconds left to go. Childs is going to have to do something.
We got 15 seconds and counting here. Villiger trying to get the win here for Indianola. 10 seconds, 7, and went for a shot. Back away it goes Schiffer. Schiffer and Villiger meet up at the center of the mat, and time will expire in the third period. We're going to go have another sudden victory overtime right here.
Sudden death or sudden victory depends on which side of the takedown you're on, or actually any point, any score there in the sudden victory. And there's a takedown by no takedown for Long. So we've got 10 seconds to go. Kevin Childs trails this one 1-0. He was nearly taken down by Childs, and with only 10 seconds to go, he needs to hit something real quick here, do something. There's a bulldog move there by Childs. He's trying a single leg. And a shot from a little too far out, gets taken down. The match will end with a score 3-0 as the whistle blows to start Colby Vlieger's sudden victory period against Schiffer.
We're in sudden victory right here. Villiger, Schiffer, Mason City, Villiger of Indianola. 30 seconds and counting. Here's the underhook, and then a counter. And off the edge of the mat, a little throw there by Schiffer of Mason City as they go off the edge of the mat. Final 31 seconds. One shot is all I can count by either wrestler, and that has come from Villiger from an offensive standpoint. The only points have scored both the escapes at the beginning of each period, the second and third period.
Boy, and how many of these 285-pound matches have we seen this year? 1-1, 1-0, 0-0. We have seen a lot of that this year.
We've seen a lot of four extra period action. Here is a push off the edge of the mat. Final 11 seconds. See if someone takes a wild shot here. Final 11 seconds in this sudden victory. Kobe Villiger of Indianola, 33-9, the senior. Taking on Tom Schiffer of Mason City. 7 seconds and counting here. They're pummeling at the middle of the mat, and this is going to go into overtime, the first overtime after the sudden victory overtime elapses. Now, how this works, both wrestlers will have a decision to make, and the first one's going to go to Villiger, and he's going to choose down. And we'll have 30-second overtime, and then we'll do another 30-second overtime. Villiger. It's going to be covered by Schiffer. Schiffer covers. Villiger tries to get to his base, trying to get the stand-up. Again, he gets the stand-up, faces Schiffer. Schiffer in on the single leg, gets the separation here, and Villiger now with a 2-1 lead, 19 seconds to go.
And if he can ride him for 30 seconds in the next overtime period, find that inner strength, find those guts, we will see another south of Interstate 80 wrestler advance to the winner's side. It'll be a 285-pound win
find out right here.
For Kobe Vlieger.
Schiffer is going to be down here, and Villiger is going to try to cover and ride him out for 30 seconds. 30 seconds is separating Kobe Vlieger from the championship side of the bracket. Here's the stand-up attempt by Schiffer. He gets the setup. Now right to the ankle goes Vlieger. On the ankle, gets the second ankle, gets
there.
Him down to the mat.
Good job there by him getting
hold
the
on.
Ankle.
He's got to hang on.
He's got to hang on.
He's got to hang on for 17 seconds and count. He's got to be careful not give up the reversal. Hanging on to that far left leg.
He's not going to give it up.
He's not going to give it up. 10 seconds to go and counting. 9 seconds. 8. He's got it, both hands locked on. 6 seconds. 5 seconds.
Oh, he gave him the reversal. He gave him the reversal. He couldn't keep that leg close enough to him. And Kobe Vlieger from Indianola gets beat by the margin of 3-2 in overtime. Nice job there by the big 285-pounder from Indianola. But we'll bring his consolation match here in about, I'd say, an hour. We'll have that in about an hour for you, folks. 45 minutes to an hour.
I want to thank all of our great sponsors. Sigourney Tractor and Implement, Centerville Tractor and Implement, and Bloomfield Tractor and Implement bringing you all this coverage. Iginomoto Heartland, Falvey Lumber, Barker Implement, Sheraton Valley REC, the Albia Hy-Vee, and the Monroe County Hospital, proud to support our community award-winning health care and patient satisfaction. Thank you to all of our sponsors of today's broadcast.
Also, while we have a little break in the action until we get to our next match with Chase Petty from Pella, we want to thank Belzer Equipment, your Ford, New Holland, and Kinsey equipment dealer, and the manufacturers of the best mousetrap in the world. It's Kness Manufacturing, south on Iowa 5 in Albia. Also, if you're looking for a place to retire, we can help. That's Benton Place Apartments in Albia. I want to thank Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods. Locally owned and operated, they've got the best meat in town.
Lathrop Construction, vinyl fencing, dirt work, and septic installation. Whatever you need, give Dean and Michael a call. Lathrop Construction can do it all. And how about People State Bank? Loans of all types, home, farm, commercial. Stop in and see what they have to offer to you. And Quality Ag, when quality says it all. Quality products, quality service from Quality Ag, located on Old 34 west of Albia for all your agricultural needs. Stop and see them at Quality Ag.
Don't forget Summers Insurance. Let them shop for the best insurance coverage to fit your individual needs. They're located on the north side of the Albia Square. That's Summers Insurance. Also, First Iowa State Bank, serving you in two locations, Albia and Eddyville. And our very own Rick Whistler at B&W Plumbing and Heating. He is your local Ream furnace dealer.
And Rick is a hard worker, but knowing how passionate he is about wrestling, I imagine he's like a lot of people having a hard time concentrating on their work today. But he'll take great care of you if Mother Nature's not treating you so kind in the cold weather and the hot weather coming. This might be the time to check out a new air conditioning unit getting ready for summer. Dan and Pat Johnson, big thank you. And they are proud supporters of area wrestling. And how about those Jones boys out there at Hardee's?
Oh, yeah. There's going to be a lot more cheeseburgers consumed at Hardee's of Albia after the tournament this week, because I'm sure that those Leshen boys are going to be lined up there. Shadow, he's an employee there at Hardee's of Albia, and I think he probably eats his paycheck when he's not wrestling.
He puts it all in the muscle. That guy is, he's a rock.
All right.
Two-way action is going to come next here at 7 o'clock. Of course, we're getting into the consolation here at 3A. We're broadcasting live from the Community First Credit Union broadcast booth high above the mats and high fidelity all tournament long. And, Tony, boy, this 3A action brought us a lot of overtime, sudden victory type of moments.
There's a lot of close matches you get to this level. You know, obviously, all matches are tight, tough, and sometimes you get lucky maybe and get a fall here or there, but most of the time it comes down to who wants it more at the last third period and who's got the gut check.
And, you know, that really tells you how close all these wrestlers are and how much work all these wrestlers put in, because, you know, it's just a slight, you know, little momentum going one way, a little off balance weight-wise in another direction. One wrestler just with a little more gas. Just such a fine line that separates all these wrestlers and getting their hand raised or walking out with their hands or their heads down.
You're so right there. That's why we train so much. It's the little things when you're training, because it comes full swing when you get on the mat. You know, if you train the right way, you'll do the little things. It shows up in the big-time matches, and that's why we train and do that every day.
You think about this, Joe. You know, it's one of the things that I really love about wrestling is that, you know, everything is matched up evenly. You're, you know, you're wrestling against a guy the same same weight as you. I mean, you know, a lot of sports you can say, oh, okay, I'm a 5'7 guy going against a 7-footer. You know, that's not necessarily an equal matchup. Not here. Not so. You know, it's what you make out of what you are.
That's exactly right. And you see all different kinds of body types. You see the real long, lanky guys that are good at ankle picks and throwing in cradles and getting out of stuff. And then you got the short, stocky guys that they bench press 50 pounds more than the guy that they're wrestling, but they don't quite have the reach or the range, but they try to make up for it with strength and quickness. And then you get some just dynamic athletes that every once in a while astound you with their ability and their hard work and the talent level that they've achieved. And I'm talking about, you know, the four-time guys, you know, guys that are on their way trying to get to four times, like Jake Marlin from Creston. And there's a very high level of competition in here at Wells Fargo Arena, and the 2013 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships is really a national showcase for this sport. And that's part of the reason why we're going to have Governor Branstad on tomorrow talking about why it's very important that the Olympic Committee reinstates wrestling as an Olympic sport.
And you think at a time when, I don't know, wrestling has always been a popular sport. It doesn't get the spotlight maybe as basketball does, but that's been a transitional change here. You look at the NCAA wrestling. The amount of fans that show up for NCAA wrestling, the amount of people who get in here. Wrestling is a sport that's on the upswing, yeah. And how the Olympic Committee can choose to stop something that's older, maybe is older than the Olympics itself.
That's right. You talk about that. Go on StubHub and try to get a ticket for the NCAA championship. $1,500 is the cheapest ticket you can get for an all-sessions pass for the NCAA championships right here in the Wells Fargo Arena.
The economics that brings to our state.
Yep.
You go to Ames or, for that matter, go over to Iowa City and ask them how wrestling impacts their the economics over there. And, Tony, it's a missed call by the IOC. I hope that enough people can wave enough red flags to get this slowed down and stop, because it truly would be a crime to a great sport.
Well, I'm hoping that that's what's going to happen, that, you know, they try to take something away from us and they really see how much it means to us, and maybe it makes more fans come out more and support more, and just all, you know, you lose something, it's gone. And sometimes that happens with popular people or like a music artist. Once they're gone, everybody's, oh, it's gone.
Yeah.
And then, oh, man, they appreciate it more.
Well, I got to think that it was a mistake. And it's not a mistake until they make it stick. So I'm happy that Dan Gable has teamed up with the governor of the state of Iowa, and looking forward to having them in
That's
here.
That's a big stick.
In booth 1A tomorrow and talking about it and what a grassroots movement needs to do, what it needs to look like starting right here in Iowa.
Well, we've got some WrestleBack consolation matches we're going to bring you. Chase Petty Appella is going to be coming up at 126, guys, and let's keep an eye out for that.
Probably about 4 minutes away from that match.
All right, shall we take a quick timeout, get to hear a quick word from our sponsor? Let's go back to the studio real quick. We'll leave the Community First Credit Union studio and head back for a commercial break. Come right back here to 2013 Iowa State High School Wrestling after this quick timeout. Don't go anywhere.
Let's face it, sooner or later you're going to need a loan. When you need to buy a car, when you need to buy a house, or when your business is growing. And that's where we come in, because we loan money.
We've helped your friends and neighbors for years. We're local. And with us, you don't have to prove that you don't need a loan in order to get one. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC. Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Bluff Creek Archery is hosting two indoor 3D leagues. The first league starts on Monday, January 21st, and the second league starts on March 4th. The cost for each 3D league shoot is $60. For more information, call Bluff Creek Archery at 641-932-2422. Get out and enjoy this indoor 3D league. It's a great time to sharpen your skills for the spring season. The best part of this 3D league is when you shoot, your name will go into a drawing for a new bow. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, where you go for all your archery hunting needs.
Working for you makes the difference.
Community first. Credit Union.
With all the services our members need.
Community first. Credit Union.
People helping people, that's how it should be. We're member-owned and that's the key. Serving you to get the job done. Our doors are open to everyone. Putting the community first.
Community first. Credit Union.
This is live wrestling action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
All right, welcome back to the Community First Credit Union broadcast booth. Tony Johnson, as Joe Sinclair takes a moment to step out, he's got to go chase down the car that might be being towed. But we want to go down to Andy Robson. Tony, you know, we get to hear the comments going on up here, but there's always levels of conversation going on down at the mat, the coaches, the players, the things that they want to talk about. And let's go down to Andy Robinson and hear from him. Andy, tell us about some of the sublines that are going on down around the mat, the conversations.
We got a lot of conversations going on, some that aren't too polite, but that's all right. Anyway, there's a lot of not really controversy, but there's some stuff being said about quick stall calls down here. And as I was talking to a few referees, you know, they expect these boys to be in shape. This is a state tournament. They've been working all year long, and they expect to see action, and the fans expect to see action. So when these boys are hanging out, you know, and they're not taking anybody back to the mat, and they're just kind of wanting to play the clock, they're going to get them. So hopefully, you know, the old Southern Iowa boys, I'm pretty sure we're in shape, so yeah, I'm not too worried about it. But I'll tell you what, that it's upsetting a few people, but that's what the referees expect.
Well, I like to keeping the action going, no doubt about that. Yeah, and when you're a wrestler that gets called the stalling, it's difficult. We're going to go to Joe Millage here in just a second, get an update from him on the app work that he's doing. But, Tony, as a coach, do you like, are you for a quick stall call, or do you like a little bit more wrestling time?
I always like a referee that will call stalling because you hate to lose a match because a kid won't wrestle you. And I always like that. But I was going to talk about earlier on that Van Velzer match at Tumwa. He's beating the kid 11-2 and just totally putting it on him. And with 9 seconds left, out of nowhere, a referee stalls a kid that's dominated, major decision him, and kind of just, you know, it's a slap in the face saying, hey, you're stalling at the end of the match when you've dominated.
Right.
You know, and I just think that that's not right at that
There's
position.
A time and a place for it, like there is everything. There's a subjectiveness of some of those type of calls.
Absolutely. And I understand when, you know, it's obvious when they're ahead, and when they are ahead and the other one's behind, they're going to start looking at the other guy because he needs to, he's going to lay on the lead. So,
hey, Chase Petty's just getting underway. Andy, do you have one more?
Oh, I was just going to say, not to interrupt the old junkyard dog up there, but yeah, we got a Petty from Pella getting their action done right now.
All right, Petty's on the mat here. We're going to go to 126 pounds, and we'll catch that, Matt. I want to get to Jay Mill as Chase Petty takes the mat. Jay Mill, you're down there updating the Android and the new iPhone app, the Thunderbolt app for KIIC.
Yeah, I'm down here in the other suite, down the press row from you a little ways, and I've got lots of data going into the new Thunderbolt app. It's a free app available on Android and iTunes. You can get that for your smartphone. And, in fact, I'm looking at it right now, looking at the team scores tab under the sports tab, and Oskaloosa is in 13th place right now in Class 3A as we continue to wrestle here. The other big news from Booth 4A is that apparently Sinclair's vehicle rolled and hit another parked car.
Oh.
So I think he might have got out of it at noon and forgot to put it in
gear.
Well,
I think you just told his wife that he may not have wanted that known to. But.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
I want to. Hey, while we're picking on, Allison is bringing our daughter and our son up, and I want to say hi to my daughter, Kinnick, and son, Christian. I haven't seen them for a week. I miss them. They're on their way up here.
They can see you on TV. You're on Ustream right now on our website. They can see you there.
Hello, Mom misses you, and my Valentine's sitting next to me all day. It's good stuff. Yeah.
What's the producer saying in your ear?
He's saying he's wishing he had a good insurance agent right now. Let's get to Chase Petty down there. Chase Petty is out in front here.
Hey, by the way, can you imagine the caravan of cars coming up from Highway 5 right now? I mean, right now.
It's yeah.
Hey, this Chase Petty's taking
honk
down.
As you go by.
Chase Petty's taking down. He's taking a 2-1 lead here going into the second period on Matt 1.
2-8 action coming at 7 o'clock, and looking forward to it. Sheraton, Albion, Centerville, among many others. We're going to be bringing you all that coverage, Knoxville. But right now, it's Petty trying to get the win for Pella. 2-1 the score here, 1:44 to go. Tell us a little bit about Petty. You had a chance to see him wrestle at all during the season, Coach Johnson?
Actually, I just talked to an old wrestler of mine, Nathan Van Zandt. Wrestled for Eddyville, has got his coaching. He's going to school over at Central, got his coaching certificate, and he's been texting me back and forth that they got a kid to the state first time in 4 years for Pella. This is the first representing Pella High.
Nathan, one smart kid, wasn't he?
Absolutely. Oh, and he's working with him to scrambling, and I think I guarantee you it's a direct result, him getting here, from what Nathan's showing him.
Well, I remember the run that Nathan made up here, and smart kid.
Absolutely.
Gee, she could take the mic from both of us and do our job with these.
Oh, yeah. And he knows what he wasn't even picked to even go anywhere or do anything, and he proved everybody wrong. And
absolutely.
Great story.
Right now, it is Petty out in front, 2-1, 1:14 to go, second period for Pella. And we got to keep track here of all of our other matches coming up, and we'll go to Jay Mill here once again, and Andy Robson down on the mat. And keep you updated with all the action, all the storylines that are being created here amongst these 8 mats, high above the mats and high fidelity from this Community First Credit Union broadcast booth.
Still 2-1 on mat 1 with Chase ahead. There's almost a takedown here. Still 2-1. Out of bounds. 47 seconds left in the second period. Chase up 2-1.
Petty with the lead. 2-1 takedown lead. 47 seconds to go, second period. At the edge of the mat, here's a drop down attempt by Petty. And he sprawl out. Another shot in there on the single leg. Sprawl out. Now he steps it over. Has the single leg in.
Good.
At the edge of the mat. Brings it up. Elevates it right at the edge of the mat. If he can bring his hand out. Head out. Grab that back ankle. Has he grabbed it? He
got
sure
it.
Close to it. He sure has. Oh. I don't know if the official could see it or not. The backside official sure could. Now he's dragging him back in. Heads up move here by Petty. Trying to drag his opponent back in. He's got that single leg. He's in there deep, Coach Johnson. 18 seconds, though.
He's got to snag back that ankle again. He had it once. They didn't call it. And then they come loose, and they just still no call. So,
12 seconds and counting here. Second period. He's in on it again. Off the edge of the mat. Could not get the takedown. 2-1 lead for Petty Appella. 7 seconds in this second period.
That's a definite call when you have two ankles. It's supposed to be a definite two, and I don't know why I didn't
I wonder if
it.
The official just couldn't see it, but he had it momentarily. 3 seconds, 2-1, and we're going to go to this third period with a 2-1 lead. And Andy Johnson, could we see another overtime match right here at 1:26 in consolation?
Tell you the truth, if Petty keeps on wrestling the way he is, he's going after it. And as you guys were talking earlier, he's wrestling a long, lanky kid. So it's getting to get pretty interesting, but I'm seeing Petty's taking this one. I'm pretty sure he is.
10 seconds gone by, third period. 2-1 Petty.
Petty definitely showing that he wants it more right now.
Oh, there's a sit-out switch and the reversal. That did not, I did not see that coming. Now Petty trying to get out of the grasp of his opponent. He trails here 3-2. 1:30 to go.
Got him high up over the hip. If he can just shake him a little and swim for the head or swim through. Nothing doing.
Petty trying to switch it out here. Has that that far left leg of his opponent. 3-2, Petty trailing here. 1:11 to go. Third period, Petty Appella trying to get a win here. And you just said that it's been a while since they got a wrestler here. It's probably been a long while since they got a win.
Absolutely. If they could stay alive, they'd be here live again tomorrow. to represent again.
Max Teddy, spots of Mason City, his opponent.
He's never really been able to get back in position after the reversal to get in a real good position.
Now he's doing the switch out. He's got to keep on moving. He has that back ankle. He's just got to keep on turning. Now leaning back into it, trying to get the reversal here. Gets the head. Now keeps on moving to the left side. Trying to do the stand up. The legs in tight here, four spots. As we go under 30 seconds to go, 3-2, spots over Petty. Petty had the lead, but a quick switch out by Spots on a reversal, and Spots is taking the lead here. Final 31 seconds.
At least he gets a fresh restart here. Yeah. Gets the leg out, and now he got a chance here.
Now he gets up on his feet, tries to get those hands separated. Fighting all his hands, a trip down. He tripped, and now if he can bring his opponent back, Spots in trouble, but hangs on. No points given there.
Looked like a miss of locking hands there, but they almost called it, and he just...
14 seconds to go. Now, Petty gets to his feet, tries a big roll, gets a reversal. Can he get his head out? He's got to step over. He's got eight seconds to do it.
Through.
He keeps on working through, but boy, Spots is so quick. But Petty trying to switch it out. He's got 2 seconds. One, cannot get it done. And, Coach, that is absolutely heartbreaking. Three straight times at the switch out. Looked like he was going to separate and get the reversal, but couldn't get it done.
The kid was hanging on to him. He did everything right to hang on, but we were coming, going. And not from effort that he didn't get out, that's for sure. He gave every effort he could.
Great effort. It had been a while since a Pella wrestler had made it up here, and I know he is disappointed in the result, but an outstanding effort. And Andy Robinson down there, boy, it's tough to see that. He's going to try to catch one of the coaches, and Andy Robinson under Tharp Funeral Home wireless mic. Andy, that's real tough.
Yeah, it is. You know, he fought. He had three good switch attempts, and when you get a long kid, you know, when his legs stretch from one side of the mat to the other, it's hard for a little short sawed-off guy to really get around in there. And he gave it his best effort, and I'll tell you what, he shouldn't leave this place angry. He made it here, and he did what he could do, and unfortunately he came up a little bit short, but that's all right.
Well, that will go down as a heartbreak win or loss there for Pella, but a big win for his opponent. Let's go down to Jay Mill down in 4A. And, Joe, you're keeping the updates going on the app.
Yeah, you can get updates of the wrestlers at KIICradio.com. Of course, you can also see the Ustream from our booth. Somebody texted earlier, Jason said, hey, can we watch the mats on the Ustream? Why don't you just turn the camera? Why do you have to have the camera pointed at your ugly mug? That's what they were saying.
My bald spot on my head.
No, we're not that egotistical, but we cannot. We're not allowed to show any matches. That obviously would hurt ticketing potentially. So we want the folks at home to be here. If you can be here, they will only give us the broadcast rights for the audio, so the camera can only be on the booth, which is a lot of fun anyway to kind of see the hub of activity there.
Well, that would be too bad for the Highway High School Athletic Association to give up those dollars. But right now, you get to look at the top of both mine and Coach Johnson's head here in this Community First Credit Union booth. And, you know, Joe, just a moment ago, we had went over 1,325 viewers online, and it's amazing. And that's not to mention the number of people who are able to stream on their phones.
Well, you guys make the broadcast exciting, so keep up the good work. I'm excited about tonight, 2A coverage. We'll have Sheraton, Centerville, Davis County, Albia, all those cars streaming towards the north, headed up here to Wells Fargo Arena. And if they can't make it, they'll, I'm sure, be tuned in back home, Jason.
We're going to move to 160 here in just a moment. Cody Jones from Oskaloosa will take the mat. We'll bring you that consolation contest when we come back to Wells Fargo Arena. We'll head down to Andy Robson and continue to hear from him along the mats with all the chatter that's going on with the wrestlers, the cheerleaders, the fans, and the coaches when we come back to the Community First Credit Union broadcast booth high above the mats, high fidelity. You're listening to the 2013 Iowa State Wrestling Tournament. Don't go anywhere.
The Alvia Blue Demons and Lady D's know that it takes hard work to reach their goals. This applies not only to sports, but to personal finances as well. Hi, this is Edward Jones Financial Advisor Brian Crosser. You work hard for your money, and you deserve to have your portfolio work just as hard as you do. If your investments aren't putting forth the effort, call 932-7762 or stop by my office at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square for a free portfolio review. I can help you work hard towards your financial goals. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
When you do your shopping locally, you get to know the merchant, and the merchant knows you. It's a relationship based on trust and friendship. When you shop locally, you're not only getting the best in personal service, you're also helping our local economy. When it comes to personal service, the choice is easy. Shop locally. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC. Albia at Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Shop your hometown home-owned Jim and Charlie's affiliated foods on North Clinton in Albia. Open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. This week, family packs of Angus ground beef are on sale for just $2.99 per pound. Hormel Natural Choice family packs of lean and meaty country-style pork ribs are $1.69 per pound. Dubuque family packs of fresh smoked pork chops are $2.99 per pound. That's at Jim and Charlie's on North Clinton in Albia.
Lathrop Construction is ready to move the earth for you. When you need to have your earth moved, contact Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop at 799-1105 and let Lathrop Construction move your earth. Lathrop Construction is proud to support and sponsor the Albia Blue Demon Athletics.
This is Live Wrestling Action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back, everyone. 2013 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament from the Community First Credit Union broadcast booth high above the mats. We're going to go down to Andy Robson, who just spoke with the coach from Oskaloosa. Andy, tell us about your conversation.
Well, the coach said Cody Jones needs to, he wasn't quite awake that first match. He said he needs to get more aggressive, and they went back there, you know, had a basically a come to Jesus, and said that, hey, you know, you're here to do one thing and one thing only, and that's win. We don't want to go home tonight. And he's warmed up and got a good pep talk, and hopefully he's loosened up and is going to be a little bit more aggressive and not so nervous. So he's going to take it to this next opponent.
Well, Cody Jones will be taking a mat just momentarily. Joe Sinclair is back in the broadcast booth. We missed you, buddy. We got to get an update from you. But first, we got to hear from Jay Mill, who's all the way down through the glass wall. And, Joe, we got to get a team update. We haven't heard from you for a little while, at least 30 seconds.
All right. Class 3A team scores. The Southeast Polk is on top, 33.5 points. And just looking at some of the others on the list, second place to Bettendorf, then Linmar Marion and Cedar Rapids Prairie. But Oskaloosa is in 18th place right now before this match, and Indianola in 17th, and those would be the schools of concern at this point.
All right, Joe Sinclair. Now to Joe Sinclair on this Summers Insurance collision update.
Collision update.
Crazy thing happened. The car was in park in a parking spot. When I left it there this morning at 7 o'clock, it was locked in park, so the steering wheel was locked. So when it decided the transmission to cut loose, it rolled through the parking spot, through the travel portion of the parking lot, into the vehicle in front of it, which also had a vehicle in front of that. So we got a little bit of damage to the Nottoway Valley Schools minivan, a little bit of damage to my car, but nobody
hey,
got
is
hurt.
Hey, is that a black truck with Monroe plates?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I hit that going to lunch.
I'm going to have to check in Dustin and Patty back at Summers Insurance, taking care of everybody back there in Albia. Is that a collision or a comp claim? Which one is it?
Hey, Joe, there is a chaplain walking around here. If you want to have your car blessed to get the bad spirits out.
Yeah, Sinclair's moving to the consolation bracket.
Well, then I backed it into the parking spot, figured I would use the emergency brake to lock it in place, and the emergency brake didn't work. So I just found a flat spot elsewhere in the parking lot and hoofed it back up here so that I could bring you live high school wrestling high above the mats in high fidelity on 96.7 KIIC at the Wells Fargo Arena. It's all good, folks. All right, Cody Jones coming up next. He's going to be on 31:48. We'll watch for that. We got their first 160 matchup, so we're just moments away from getting Cody Jones. Well, that ought to be a good match for Cody Jones. You heard Andy Robinson say that coach has got him fired up. He's ready to wrestle this time. And don't take anything away from that Morgan Hall from Epworth. That kid wrestled a heck of a match and did what he needed to get past Cody Jones there in round one.
Well, Jones is a sophomore. Anytime you wrestle a senior, you know that, Coach Johnson, from the wrestling room, a senior always has the advantage, physically usually, from the muscle, the ability to build muscle a longer period of time. But just being there, the experience, you can't duplicate the experience.
The mental.
Yeah.
The mental. Like, you know, being a senior, I'm a senior, he's a freshman, sophomore, whatever. I've been here. It's the mental part all the way through.
And you know that Cody Jones wasn't thinking about whether he's wrestling senior or sophomore. It just comes down to those reps, those experiences, like you said, and that experience and the confidence too. But Cody Jones is going to come back here, and you're right, Joe Sinclair. That was a tough opponent he just faced there, but he's coming back here with some vengeance.
Well, it has been a great championship thus far. You know, the meat that's on the bone left over for us here at the broadcast booth high above the mats is the Class 2A action. We got a couple of 285-pound matches that we're going to bring you, along with Cody Jones's match here at 160 pounds in just a few minutes. But we have got a lot of schools in southern Iowa represented in the Class 2A. That includes Albia, Sheraton. We're going to be bringing you matches from...
I think Andy just got in trouble down there. Andy, you were just having a nice conversation with the guy wearing yellow.
Well, yeah. For one, he told me that I look really good in my shirt. KIIC Thunder Country 96.7, come on. But the other thing, he told me that they do not want interviews out here on the mats, and I got to go back in the tunnel. And I said, that's impossible, sir. I do not get reception back there, and I need to be heard.
We'll just do a duel right on the mat and get it done here.
That's right. I thought I was going to have to take him on the mat myself, but he didn't want any.
The Junkyard Dog's wanting some up here. I just had a text coming in, the Junkyard Dog and Sinclair, mano a mano in a broadcast booth, Brussels.
Oh, I'm not scared. I've been lifting.
All me right. Too.
We're also 2A. We're going to bring you all the matches from Centerville. We're going to bring you a couple matches by the Fairfield squad. They're down here at 2A this year. It's just going to be a ton of fun. A lot of matches
here
at Class 2A.
In.
Here comes Cody Jones. He's making the trot around the inside of the arena, working his way over to the mat.
Coach Milburn and the younger Graham Brady.
I believe he'll probably wind up down here on mat number 5, if I am not mistaken.
You are mistaken, because he's going to be right in front of me, buddy, on mat number 6.
Mat number 6. Here we go.
The big red mat. For a moment, I'd just like to take that little camera and just turn it for a moment. Joe, don't tell anybody. There's nothing happening here. We're not breaking any laws, any rules. Just for a moment, we showed you the mats. That's what it looks like from Wells Fargo Arena.
We might do that again a little bit later.
Well, not a whole lot later, but how about right now? That's what it looks like on the mats at Wells Fargo Arena.
All right, we're underway at 160 pounds. Cody Jones, sophomore, 27-13 on the season. I believe he's going up. Is that that's Dakota Digman from Linmar Marion. Digman quickly in there, gets the takedown. Jones at the edge of the mat, gets off. And now we're going to go back to center mat. 2-0 the score now. Cody Jones from Oskaloosa trailing Morgan Hall, trailing Dakota Digman from Linmar Marion. There's a sit out there. Great job getting the leg in there by Digman, and Digman strong arms Jones back to the mat. Now Jones gets his base. Crossbody ride there by Digman from Linmar. Now Digman going to try to stretch him out with the guillotine, and there's a potentially dangerous. Had to take a pass parallel to get that move in. So we'll reset it with minute 24 to go. First period action, 160 pound consolation elimination match for Cody Jones from Oskaloosa. He's to his feet, off the whistle. There's the stand up. Now back down on the legs is Digman, and he gives it up. Cody Jones is out. 2-1 the score now. 1:12 to go. First period. 160 pounds. We're off the mat, and we'll reset it in the neutral position.
Looks like Cody's going to have to wrestle a good match here.
This big double leg shot in there from way back. Sprawl by Jones. Now he tries to grab the ankle. Now Digman goes to the single leg. Sprawl again by Jones. I think Jones is going to be able to hold this one off and keep his foot
down.
Yeah, stalemate. Good job there. Jones, good sprawl there. And there's a shot by Jones. We're 53 seconds in the first period. Oh, ankle pick and a shuck by Jones, and he gets the takedown on an ill-advised ankle pick attempt by Dakota Digman. He tried the ankle pick, went down to his knee, and an alert Cody Jones shucks him by, gets behind, puts the leg in now, and he's got a 3-2 lead. Going to try to stretch him out with the leg in, and both of these wrestlers like wrestling back on the legs. We saw that out of Digman from Linmar in his first match. In his first period when he had a takedown. And the same exact move that he tried, Jones is going to try. He's going to try to stretch him out with the guillotine. He doesn't take it past parallel, though, but he's got him broken down. He bars the arm on left side, gets off the legs, tries the butcher. Now he puts the leg back in. He's got the right leg in on the right side. Digman tries to keep it out, but Cody Jones has got it in there. With 5 seconds to go, he's going to be able to ride him out and take a 3-2 lead here into the second period. It's 3-2. Cody Jones over Dakota Digman from Linmar Marion.
Second period action coming up. First period there for Jones.
This is going to be interesting. They both want the same thing. They are doing the exact thing. He tried to put his arm over his head, and the referee stopped it on him. He put right back to it. So it's hard to leg a legger and vice versa. So.
Well, good job there by Cody Jones by giving up that leg and trying to run that guillotine. Because he was able to keep Digman stretched out and finished riding him out for the last 20 seconds of that period. Now Jones starts the second period in the down position. His first move is stand up, taken away, back down on the legs by Digman. Now Jones goes to a sit out, switch, and good job again by Digman getting back on the legs. But now Cody Jones gets his hips out. He's got his hips up now, and it's Digman in on the legs. It's like a double leg takedown. Digman still got control, and we're going to have a stalemate with 1 minute 26 seconds to go. 3-2 the lead for Cody Jones. If you're just joining us, folks, Thunder Country 96.7 KIIC. We're bringing you this live stream also on KIICradio.com. It's the 2013 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. These are Class 3A consolation elimination matches. Cody Jones started the second period here at his 160-pound match with a 3-2 lead. He just got an escape with a minute and 15 seconds to go. He now leads 4-2. Joe Sinclair, Jason Summers, and Tony Johnson bringing you this action.
Took a deep shot. He was going to drop to the fireman. Jones fought it up, but now not going to be able to hold this one off, Joe.
Yeah, that was a real good shot in there by Dakota Digman. Went to the fireman's carry, wasn't there, but he dropped off of the arm, got down on the legs, and was able to take Cody Jones down to tie the match 4-4 with 50 seconds left in the second period. Now Cody Jones looks to get his base and get out of there. He's got 40 seconds left in the second period, being ridden by Linmar Marion's Dakota Digman.
Well, there's nothing easy here all day long for Indianola or for Oskaloosa.
Leg rider in there is Dakota Digman. He's got that leg in there. He's trying to work some type of a tilt combination with the leg in there. And like Coach Johnson here said, it's hard to leg a legger. And Cody Jones is having none of it. So Jones, with 13 seconds to go, tries to get his leg free. And we should have a stalemate here. But with 7 seconds to go, looks like the official's just going to let the clock run out. And the score will be 4-4 as we go to the third period. I'd say Cody Jones will be covering his opponent, Dakota Digman, to start this third period.
Yep.
Well, let's see. Digman, yeah, Digman's going to choose down.
Digman gets set. He wants it more right now.
Third period is all about heart.
Want to hear from you, Oskaloosa, and all the fans traveling up here to Wells Fargo Arena. Oskaloosa, Sheraton, Albia, want to hear from you. 641-931-0963. Send us a text, 641-931-0963.
4-4 still.
Jones does a good job breaking him down right off the whistle. He's got him on his belly. Man, if he can work some kind of pin combination here.
We're going to probably see an official get involved here pretty soon.
Well, Cody Jones has him broken down. It's a 4-4 tie with 1:30 to go in the third period. This is regulation action at 160 pounds. It is an elimination match. The winner of this one comes back tomorrow and can compete and win again to stand on the medals. The loser is going home. And there's a splaydle attempt. Splaydle attempt.
Back over.
He's got to get it up.
He's got to elevate that thing. And if he can elevate and really sink his hips and really flip those hips underneath, but he can't quite get that. He's still got the leg in with a minute and five to go. He's going to try that again. He's got a little bit better of a chance here.
Trying to
dang it, they're going to call a stalemate. I thought maybe he was going to get that put in.
I tell you what, it's hard to leg a legger, yep, and Digman knew what was coming there. He really flattened out when Cody Jones tried to work that spladle and kept it out. And there's an escape by Digman, and now he's going to take him down for 2 points, and that makes the score 7-4, and really a quick escape. He just gave him the reversal.
No escape.
No escape there. He signaled the escape and then took it off.
Yep.
Jones, a little, Digman getting a little high here.
There's 38 seconds left in this match. It's 160 pounds. Cody Jones from Oskaloosa, 30 seconds to go. He needs to get to his base, get out, reverse this score to tie it up. 27 seconds to go. Cody Jones from Oskaloosa. He's in the bottom position. He's fighting for all he's got right now, but a leg rider in there. Dakota Digman's got the leg in, and we got a stalemate. And we've also got 15 seconds left.
Now what do you do? You got a legger on top of you here, Coach. What do you do?
I bait the leg and swim down, hook it down and swim down.
He's got his stand up. He's got the escape. Okay, there's 10 seconds to go. He's in on a double leg. He's got it locked up. He works the trip. He gets behind and he scores the takedown. Cody Jones with 2 seconds left will advance to tomorrow. He scores 3 points. In the last 15 seconds, and Digman, with his head on his mat and his arms over his head, goes down to defeat. Congratulations, Cody Jones. That's a great win for you.
Unbelievable. And the scorekeeper stood up right in front of our clock as Coach Johnson and I were looking down. We're trying to get the clock and trying to look up and find it up on the big scoreboard. Yeah. Unbelievable. How about that, Cody Jones? Joe, we have been entertained all day long.
Oh, what a great afternoon of wrestling here. We had a great morning with Class 1A. We had some cardiac kids bringing us some action. And Cody Jones, you did not disappoint us today with that big 3-point, 15-second burst. I mean, that all happened in the last 10 seconds. He got out, got in there quickly on a double leg, and a great move.
He could have easily quit and been beat there with the guy deep on the leg, and he just never quit, and he came up, and he got one, and then two, and bang, bang.
Well, you know, a legger is always so hard to get out of, and to have such few seconds to get that done, Coach. And you said, you know, he's going to have to get up, get a switch, but he stood right up and got the separation. I never expected what I was going to find there in those final 3 seconds.
Well, Digman kind of let him go right there. He kind of cut him and thought he was going to be able to stall it out and get the 6-5 win. But before he could really get his feet set underneath of him, Cody Jones went in there, got in deep on a double leg. Before he could get the wizard in, Digman was on his butt, and the 2-point takedown was awarded with 2 seconds to go. What a great match there for Cody Jones from Oskaloosa.
Hey, can you guys hear me up there?
Yes, we sure can, Andy.
All right, I'm down here with Cody Jones from Oskaloosa, who just has that no-quit attitude right down there at the end. And these guys are wanting me to go out here. This is about as far as I can go, and then I'm not going to have anything. Anyway, tell me your thoughts. I mean, you look real good out there. You look solid. How's everything going for you?
Oh, this is my first year at set, and my one goal was to get at least one win. I mean, the place would be great, but I looked at my coaches, and they knew I had it in me. So I decided just do a quick stand-up and get my shot. That's what I've been working on all week.
Well, you did an excellent job, and that no-quit attitude and that from those Oskaloosa Indians, you did a great job. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
That's raw moments. Andy Robinson on the wireless. Mike Kersey at Tharp Funeral Home. Pre-plan now, easier than you think. And, guys, what a big win there, Coach Johnson.
Yeah, I wanted to give a quick shout-out to my daughter. She's watching live stream, and I told her I'd tell her hi. Kaylee Johnson back in Oski. She has a lot of friends that wrestle, and she's into this sport. She was quizzing me last night on how's this team meet, dual meet work, and points. And I know a lot of fans don't even understand the wrestling. What do you mean, an individual tournament and a dual meet tournament? And I was trying to explain her how much for points and scoring and everything, and she's into it. But I wanted to say hi to her and a young fan that enjoys wrestling.
Glad to have you along. And we're waving at her right now. There is Dad, and I'm going to give him a knuckle.
Hey, if you're interested, Mount Pleasant Panther fans, you've got Jayton Phillips in an elimination match against Luke Wimpen. It's Linmar Marion again against Jayton Phillips from Mount Pleasant. That match is tied 4-4.
That's got local ties here, believe it or not. Peterson, the old highway patrolman.
Oh, yeah.
This would be his grandson.
No kidding. Well, we're going to be rooting for Jayton Phillips. It's 4-4 with 47 seconds to go in the match, and those two wrestlers were up against ranked wrestlers, number one and number two. A couple of guys that are about 75-0 between the both of them. Actually, I missed that. It's 85-0 between the both of them.
Wow.
So number one versus number two, that'll be a match we'll bring you tomorrow in Class 3A 170. But right now, Jayton Phillips is in a cage fight with Luke Wimpen. It's 4-4 with 30 seconds to go. The wrestlers are on their feet. It's Phillips from Mount Pleasant, Wimpen from Lynn-Mar Marion. They get a little separation at the center of the mat on their feet. Jayton Phillips from Mount Pleasant ties up now. Tries to work an underhook. Backing out is Wimpen from Lynn-Mar Marion. It's Phillips from Mount Pleasant. He's in there now on a single leg. Now he backs out. Good job there. Looks like the wrestlers with 5 seconds to go are willing to go to sudden victory. So we're going to have a sudden victory match down here at 170 pounds we can call for you while we wait for our 285-pounders.
I want to thank Quality Ag, Albia Motor, People's Day Bank, Lathrop Construction, Hy-Vee, Sheraton Valley REC, and Barker Implement for making this broadcast possible, along with Dewey Motor Company, Edward Jones, Bluff Creek Archery, and Sennett Pierce Bacher, a funeral home in Albia.
Also want to thank Indianola Auto Group. Catch the wave to Waters Auto Land in Indianola. Proud sponsors of Indianola Athletics here on 96.7 KIIC.
Got the text coming in. You guys are awesome to listen to. We are all listening and feel like we are right there. Thanks for the great coverage, Garver Animal Health Center. We'd like to say great job to Chase Petty from Pella. That was a great job. He came up short, but what a fight he put up.
Oh, and a crazy finish to Phillips' match from Mount Pleasant. He is on the edge of the mat. Oh, he didn't give him the takedown. I thought he gave him the takedown.
There was only 3 seconds gone by. I was like, wow.
All right, they're back on their feet. It's Phillips and Wimpen at 170 pounds in sudden victory. Those two guys are getting after it here. And there's a single leg shot in there by Phillips. He tries to elevate it. Clock down now inside 20 seconds. There's the takedown by Phillips. He doesn't get it. He doesn't give it to him.
Oh,
nice job by Wimpen.
He held on to that leg. I could not see that back leg he held on to. And amazingly, you know, he was able to hold on. And this is going to go into overtime. Wow. Coach Johnson, I don't know how, you know, I don't know how he held on to that leg.
Okay, this is a 30-second overtime period here. It's 4-4. Wimpen takes down from Lynn-Mar to start the second overtime period. He's covered by Phillips, Jayton Phillips from Mount Pleasant, Class 3A, 170-pound consolation elimination match. Off the whistle, the first move is a sit-out taken away by Phillips. Now Phillips puts the leg in, and with only 20 seconds to go, if he can avoid the stall call here, and there it is, a double stall warning, looked to me like. Or no, he called it a stalemate.
Stalemate.
He called it a stalemate.
That's so tough. But, man, I'll tell you got to get out of there quick.
Well, 15 seconds elapsed there during that time. And if Phillips can take away this first move and marshal his energy for the next overtime period, I like his chances to bust out of there with 30 seconds to go. Okay, he's got him broken down now. So with 6 seconds to go, he's got the arm barred. He's going to be able to hold him from scoring in that 30-second overtime period, and now he's going to take the bottom, and he's just got to do it. He's got to bust out of there and make it happen in overtime. Jayton Phillips from Mount Pleasant. He's up against Matt Wimpen from Luke Wimpen from Lynn-Mar Marion, and that's a wrestling name there.
Yes, it is.
Lynn-Mar Wimpen. All right.
It's got to be a quick move here. You got to get out, make a quick first move. That first move so quick. It's got to be so important.
He's in the driver's seat now because he's held him down,
yep.
So he gets out.
All right, well.
Wrestles it out. Got to wrestle all 30 seconds here.
Off the whistle, his first move is a stand-up. Now there's going to be a stall call on Wimpen if he doesn't cut him.
He's going to get those hands separated.
There's the stall call. That was called by the assistant official. And there's a take back to the mat and a reversal. Okay, now it's not over. There's 9 seconds to go. There's a roll attempt by Wimpen. Now back to the hips is Phillips, and Wimpen just gave up, folks.
Yep.
Just gave up. The clock is going to expire, and Jayton Phillips from Mount Pleasant, we will be calling your match tomorrow.
Absolutely.
At 170 pounds.
Well, I know he's got a proud family. Saw Angie and said hello to her a little bit earlier, and family up here to watch the event.
You just know everybody, don't you, Jason?
Well, yeah, that's like calling the kettle black there, buddy.
All right.
I'm surprised that someone you didn't know was car you hit. You know, 10,000 people here, and Joe walks in, and everybody turns It's like Norm at Cheers, you know.
Well, I know some people from Nottoway Valley, but I didn't know the teacher that was driving that. I think she was the cheerleader coach. It's kind of what it looked like.
Hey, fellas.
All right, we're going to go down to Andy Robson on the wireless mic, courtesy of Tharp Funeral Home. Pre-planned now, easier than you think. Andy, take it away.
Well, I don't have too much to report, but I'll tell you one thing. In the southwest corner of Wells Fargo, the staff event guys do not like me, and they do not want me to interview anybody down there. So I'm going to have to chase people around, and then I get chased. So it's going to be a chasing game down here, folks, but I'm in for it, and I'm ready to rock and roll on 96.7 KIIC.
We like you a lot, Andy, and you do a lot better job in the arena than outside the arena. And when you're behind those bars, it's a lot easier to get you out than the ones that they might put you in downtown. So maybe we'll have you interview them on the other side of those bars so we can keep you here. Although it would be a great storyline to add that Andy Robinson of Albia in the Des Moines Register tomorrow is pictured behind bars. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know if that'd be a good thing. My father would be a little upset. But anyway, I cannot get any reception when I get back into that hall, so I'm just going to have to break the rules, folks.
This report brought to you by Monster Energy Drinks, where he's had like three today.
Full throttles, buddy.
Full throttle. Monsters are about a heart attack in a can. I'm a full throttle guy.
I got to tell you guys, my wife and I went to Vegas last week, went to the Heart Attack Grill. Yeah, I love this good stuff. Went to the Heart Attack Grill, and the unofficial mascot died yesterday from the Heart Attack Grill.
Is that right?
You know, 5,000 calorie hamburger. Their malts are made out of lard. You know,
you cause a guy to have a heart attack. Sinclair's pickup's rolling all over Wells Fargo and Vets Auditorium.
He's getting thrown in jail.
We got Robinson down there.
Hey, we've got another match here. Justin Dilks got past Drake Allen. So Dilks from Mount Pleasant. He will advance also. So we'll have some more Mount Pleasant action to bring you tomorrow.
And Kevin Childs will be coming up here in just a second on 285.
Yeah, he's making his way down. Looks like he's going down to either Matt 5 or Matt 7. Kevin Childs from Ottumwa.
All right. Boy, what a great afternoon of action we've brought you here at the 3A matches on 96.7 KIIC. It really has been an unstoppable day of great fun. And the meat that's left on the bone when we get to 2A, man, I can't wait.
Oh, good stuff.
I can't wait to see how this thing turns out. Really, really feel good about the wrestlers that the Chargers have brought from Sheraton, the Blue Demons' chances to stand tall after this first round in the top 10. I really like the way that the Centerville wrestlers grappled at the district meet. And I just think there'd be a lot of good things happening here.
Southern Iowa has represented itself well here in the first two sessions. There will be no doubt with the talent that's going to be walking out of these mats in the night session that we're going to see the same type of results, guys. You know the coaches right now are getting their guys prepped. The weigh-in will be taking place in about 10 minutes. No fears about that whatsoever with the guys that we know. But 10 minutes away, guys. And you can know right now that these coaches, Coach Johnson, you go through it. Right now, those coaches, as much as the players, are feeling those butterflies and those jitters.
Absolutely.
All right. Indianola Auto Group bringing you this match between Colby Bleeger and Spencer Williams. It's Cedar Falls versus Indianola. A couple of 285-pounders in here in this elimination match. So we've also got Kevin Childs. He's taking the mat, and that match is underway. No score in either one of those matches in the first period. And here is a throw attempt, and Childs gets taken down, and a nice job by Kevin Childs. His opponent, I believe that's Derek Hurt from Newton, and nice job.
Uh-oh. He's got him turned over, guys.
Oh, yep, 285-pounders. Get them turned over, and not very good things happen usually. Childs, if he can just roll through there, he'd have a chance. Ottumwa's Kevin Childs at 285 pounds in danger of elimination on his back counting in 101.
And that, unfortunately, guys, that's what you oftentimes will see at the 285. A little bit of a momentum slip and the weight going one direction. That was about 500 pounds going the wrong way.
He just got a little bit out. It's closer to 600, but he just got a little bit out of position on a throw attempt. And that kid from Newton just kind of had a little bit better balance, got him to his back, and that is all for Kevin Childs. But what a great campaign.
Yeah.
And a great career for Kevin Childs. Hope he can go on to great things.
And happy for Coach Cochran as well. They got two guys up here this year. It's a nice start. I know they got a lot of really young guys that are making their way up. And Tumwa's wrestling is getting up and coming, no doubt about it.
We had exclusive access to him last year because he didn't have any wrestlers here. And right now he's got a seventh-ranked wrestler, Karsten Van Velser. He is competing at 138 pounds, and he will wrestle tomorrow. He won his opening round match. Meanwhile, Colby Vlieger from Indianola is in a tight match.
Yeah, oh,
he leads 2-0 over Spencer Williams from Cedar Falls, and Williams gets a one-point escape to make the match 2-1 as time expires in the first period, and just about rode him there. But we're going to go to the second period, 2-1 for Colby Vlieger from Indianola.
We got the news coming up at 5 o'clock, and then, of course, at 7 o'clock tonight, we will have the broadcast of the 2A. And, Scotty, if you can get me back in my ear, we have the basketball game going to be going on as well. What time does that start? Yep. So Dan Stocker will be bringing us updates at 7 o'clock from PCM.
All right, here we go. Colby Vlieger starts the second period in the down position. It takes him 10 seconds to bust out of there with a stand-up escape against Spencer Williams from Cedar Falls. And now there's a shuck down and a spin around by Vlieger, and he just shucked him down.
Wow.
Put his head to the mat and got behind him for the two-point takedown. Now he leads 5-1. So a couple of takedowns and escape for Colby Vlieger from Indianola, and he looks to me like he's got this match in control. He's got a 5-1 lead. He's riding on the hips.
Yeah,
he puts a deep waist in.
Tough match, that last match. You did a great job, just come up a little short.
Yeah, Schiffer from Mason City, a talented wrestler, but he's not letting it give him a hangover in the second match. Now an escape there by Cedar Falls. So Colby Vlieger from Indianola on his feet now. Oh, now he's trying to hook up the country. Can't get that hooked up. Maybe a little bit of a cow catcher. What do you see him trying to set up there, Coach Johnson?
I think he's trying to put it down on the mat and then maybe a little inside trip or try to step.
Show that again to him. If you're watching on the webcam, show him again there, Coach, real quick. Yeah, there it is. The drop down and shuck.
That's kind of a tough move for a bigger guy, so maybe he was just trying to snap him down.
Hey, want to thank the folks at Community First Credit Union. They are sponsoring our state wrestling broadcast booth and a great sponsor for high school athletics all across Southern Iowa. That's Community First Credit Union. As we bring you this Colby Vlieger from Indianola match, he's got a 5-2 lead with 20 seconds to go in the second period. It's the last of the consolation elimination matches here in Class 3A. The 285-pounders are on the mats. There are only four matches left running, and Colby Vlieger's might very well be the last one here. So we have been here at the beginning, folks, and we will be here when the very last whistle sounds.
Now, looking down the glass hallway amongst the broadcast booth, Jay Mill, look at the webcam. Jay Mill on as we're going to go to the third period.
I don't think they can see it. Hey, real quick, I had a gentleman from Knoxville text me and say, let's recap on Oski. Can you give a quick recap on our Oski wrestlers?
We absolutely can give you an Oskaloosa.
We're going to recap them all, but gentlemen, here in a second.
A recap, but if we got a specific request,
absolutely
can handle that.
Oskaloosa kept all four guys alive.
Yeah. Yep, all of them are alive.
It started off with Cody Jones. He won in his consolation match, had a great three-point burst. He got an escape and a takedown in the final 10 seconds of the match and scored that last one with 2 seconds to go. At 170 pounds, it was Andrew Landry from Oski. He won his first one, as did Dane Jones, the outstanding 195-pound senior.
And Nate Caves.
And, oh, yeah, don't want to forget about Case.
Caves at 20.
And his result was, he won his first one. Yeah.
Yes.
Caves got past Cole Evans from Fort Dodge in the first. Now, down here, it's 5-3 after an escape by Cedar Falls over Colby Vlieger from Indianola. So the score now is 5-3 with 1 minute remaining in this match. Colby Vlieger is going to try to hold off his opponent from Cedar Falls. That's Spencer Williams. So Spencer Williams on his feet with 47 seconds to go, and neither wrestler is really doing much of anything right now. A little bit of pummeling, a little bit of sparring. I don't know if Williams knows it, but his deficit is exactly the margin that a two-point takedown would yield. So on their feet at the center of the mat, counting down through the 30-second mark in this match at 285 pounds. It is the final contested match down here at the Wells Fargo Arena. 285-pound consolation elimination contest from Indianola. It's Colby Vlieger. He leads 5-3. Now there's just a few seconds to go, 10. And we're counting right on down. And Vlieger doing a good job circling. And I'm surprised we're not seeing a shot out of Williams from Cedar Falls. He just doesn't do it. And time is going to expire on Spencer Williams from Cedar Falls. And there it is. Colby Vlieger will wrestle tomorrow for your Indianola High School. The purple and yellow survives again.
Real quick, I wanted to finish up on Oski. They did an excellent, excellent job bringing four kids up here, having three on the championship side and one left on the backside, all still alive, still scoring points, and that's huge.
Hey, and they all did it in dramatic style. Now, I'll tell you what, they all found moments where they had to hold on or come back and win, and we experienced a lot of overtime battles right here. Coach Cochran standing next to us, Kevin, your guys brought two up here. Last year you came up here and you had to spend all the time with us. It's probably a much better experience being down on the mat with your guys. Childs came up a little empty on that last contest, but he wrestled some really tough kids.
You know, he really did, and you know, he's for him just to make it here is a success all by himself for him. To kind of give an understanding and a background on Kevin, he come in as a freshman. Weighed 350 pounds as a freshman. Came out a couple practices and said, ah, heck, this, I don't think this is for me. Came out as a sophomore, weighed about 345, made every practice, but never made the weight. So practice all year long, never competed one time. Last year, finally gets the weight down, wrestles after Christmas, and he wins two varsity matches. He was like 2-20 last year. And for him to come here, I think he ended up the season with like 29 wins on the season, qualifies for the state tournament. I mean, he's hanging his head right now because he's upset with the way he wrestled to go 0-2. But
the victory was won.
How many kids do not even get the opportunity to step in this arena?
He won the victory by beating himself and overcoming, because a lot of kids would absolutely, first of all, most people wouldn't enter that wrestling room. They wouldn't even walk through it knowing that they were that far away from being able to even qualify to wrestle, knowing what they'd have to suffer through to get to the point where they could participate on the varsity level. That's most people would forfeit that opportunity.
It goes right to the statement that the legendary Dan Gable said when he said, if everything goes right, even though only one kid here gets his hand raised, they're both winners, and Childs is a winner.
Well, I mean, just kind of to add what you said, Jason, I mean, just the sport of wrestling itself, and if you've done it before, you understand how tough it is. I mean, just give an example. We started the season with about 65 kids, and we ended the season with about 40. So 25 of those kids said, heck with this, this is too hard, or we had an injury or whatever. It's for any kid that sticks it out in high school from the beginning of the season to the end of the season is a winner.
Absolutely. Coach, congratulations on getting two guys up here. But you still got tomorrow to look forward to. You got one into the championship side, and he looks like he's on a path to make a run for the podium.
Well, I hope so. He's got the number one ranked kid tomorrow, Andrew Steyert from Waverly-Shell Rock. We haven't seen him. He hasn't seen us. So hopefully our styles will collide, and we'll find a way to come out on top. If he does that, I truly believe that he's the type of kid that can find a way to get in the finals and maybe bring home a championship. Been a long time in Ottumwa since anybody's made them finals.
How special would that be?
I really like his chances if he can get past Steyert from Waverly. That Steyert is tough. He's stout. But you look at the rest of that bracket, and there's a lot of losses on that side of the bracket. And I really like his chances if he can get past Steyert, and that is going to be one of our feature matches tomorrow when we bring you the 3A quarterfinals.
Well,
can't wait.
I hope it's something we can bring some excitement to.
Thanks, Coach, so much. Appreciate everything. You know, you come up here, you help us out, and, you know, you're a great sport. We met a few years ago. We met a long time ago, you got to talk a little bit about wrestling and stuff, but to actually get you up here and get to learn from your experiences in wrestling and your passion for the sport, and more importantly, my opinion, when the coach has passion for the kids, that's what matters most, and I know you have that.
Well, thank you. Hopefully I may make it back for the 2A. Otherwise, I got to go check in the hotel.
All right, get going, buddy.
Get the boys
wrapped
ready.
Up. Jay Mill back there over along the way, 4A, all the way down in the glass hallway. You've got the updates on the team points there for us, buddy.
I will have them in uno momento moments.
Well, we're going to rely on you to bring us
here
those updates.
Comes.
All right, hurry it up.
Did you want them now?
No, we'll wait. Hey, how about tomorrow? You want to give us a – why don't you send smoke signals?
Southeast Polk is in first place, 33.5 points. Cedar Rapids Prairie, number two, 25 points. Then it goes Bettendorf, Linmar Marion, and Waverly Shellrock. Just looking at some of our local schools, Indianola in 17th place, and Oskaloosa drops down to 20th place right now. So that's an update on Class 3A. Of course, you can also get to those using our new app, the Thunderbolt app, free on iTunes and Android on your Google Play Store. And you can click on the sports tab and then click on team updates, and you'll see the scores almost in real time. But still working a few kinks out of our brand new app.
Well, I tell you what, Joe Millage, though, I like the enunciation and the hard consonants when you said that. Thunderbolt app free. That is a great phrase.
Here's one other wrinkle. There is a feature on this app that, you know, the texting is nice. That gives us a connection to the listeners. There's a tab on this app called Shout Out, and you can record your own shout out and hit send. It'll go to our studio. So if you want to record a shout out, whether you're listening at home or you know, with some friends at work, you can record that, hit send, and it'll send that shout out to our studio.
What about through Andy Robinson back in the jail here, because he's up here pushing buttons. You're talking, he's turned you off now, Joe. I don't want to point any fingers. You know me, but Andy Robinson's who it was. Joe, a great run here for Oskaloosa.
Yeah,
Indianola did a great job. Matumwa will send on one wrestler. Southern Iowa representing here day one.
Also want to congratulate Chase Petty on a real good campaign here. He's just a sophomore. He made it up here to the state meet. Had a buzzsaw of a bracket that he was down in there. But, you know, we look forward to seeing him from Pella next year.
All four wrestlers from Oskaloosa will advance to tomorrow. We got three on the championship side. And Andy Robinson, you survived getting thrown out of here, buddy, and a first day for you, and a good 1A and 3A action, and now we're looking forward to the 2A action and all those Leshen boys.
Oh, I'll tell you what, that's what really gets me all pumped up is seeing the Leshen boys. I've been following them guys quite a bit, and I'm friends with their dad, and the Leshen mom babysits my little daughter. I just want to give a shout-out to Justice Robinson. She's 19 months. I love you, girl. And anyway, those Leshen boys, they're ready to tear it up. All of Albia
Boys
is
are
getting ready to rock and roll. And
Can't wait.
It's just exciting. I'm pumped.
Joe, 3A, 1A in the book, 2A on deck. In about 27 minutes, those doors will reopen. And the crowd of 2A, and I know right now, probably just entering into Polk County is all the Albia, Centerville, Sheraton, Knoxville, and Southern Iowa fans that are working their way to Wells Fargo Arena. Bring those phones in. Download those apps. You can listen to us inside the well. You'll get a much better perspective of all the matches. Probably a little more entertainment as well. Some of it about wrestling, some of it not. And Joe Sinclair has parked. Now, this is a public service announcement to all the fans that are coming to Wells. Joe Sinclair has reparked his vehicle. It is on a flat surface, likely chained to the concrete. So good news, you can park anywhere at Wells Fargo Arena and avoid the black Monroe County license plated vehicle.
Yeah, we have the blocks in front of Joe's tires. He even if he wanted to, he probably still couldn't go anywhere.
Crazy things happen at the well. It's the 2013 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. You've been listening live on 96.7 KIIC and the live stream, KIICradio.com. I cannot wait.
Oh, here
Seventh
we go,
ranked
baby.
Albia Blue Demons, the Sheraton Chargers, the Centerville Big Reds, and the Fairfield Trojans coming to the well, and we'll be back here in a couple hours to bring you all the action.
For Tony Johnson, Andy Robson, Joe Sinclair, Joe Millage, and this is Jason Summers saying so long and a big thank you. Big thank you to all of our sponsors. A long list of them. You're going to hear from all when we come back in 2A action. And to the best executive producer, the board operator that is producing this show, and that is Scotty Fry. He's getting it done, and we're so fortunate to have such talent on our team of broadcasters. We will see you back here 7 o'clock as we open up round one of 2A action. You've been listening to this 2013 Iowa State High School Wrestling exclusive on your sports leader, KIIC.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the Cat and Bowser your Bulldog as on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service, just 1 mile west of town on the new Old Highway 34. Sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food, as well as Nutrena horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bagged corn. You'll save money, and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
Senate Pierschbacher Funeral Home can help you with the pre-planning and financial areas of your funeral. Call me at 641-932-5197 and let me or my staff help you with your plans today. I'm Bob Sennett, Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Homes.
Pre-planning and pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burden from loved ones under difficult circumstances and ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It might seem intimidating to begin planning your own final arrangements. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you, with no obligation, at your home or the funeral home, to walk you through the process. Contact Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.